Hey, this is Russ Baden.
We're playing Bob Grader. We're playing Call of Cthulhu, the Simpsons Sleight of Hand Man, the third session, after a slight absence. A slight
5 to 6 months.
Something like, who's counting?
Me? I've counted. Okay. 5 to 6 months.
Since the Sleight of Hand Man, the Dreamlands campaign, we have played two sessions of it before, so we're picking back up where we left off, more or less. So we'll just go ahead and reintroduce the cast, and go ahead and pick up where I'll give a brief synopsis of what's happened. So all of you awaken from a long sleep. You think you've had dreams. Dreams of being in other places and other times, of being other people. You dream of being in between the void of the stars, of being back on Earth, but in a different time. You've
sitting
had,
at a table, yeah. Rolling dice and telling stories.
That's crazy. Silly dreams. So you feel like you've slept for ages, and when you awaken, you don't remember where you are for a moment, but you can feel you're each in a small cabin, but you see the ground, or you feel the floor moving around you. You realize you're on a ship, as you can hear the ocean churning outside. So we'll just go around the table, reintroduce your characters. David?
Good evening, I'm Mitchum Cleary. I think you all remember me from Bryson Springs. And other assorted adventures.
Even though it hasn't happened yet.
Dreams are strange.
What did I tell you about them wizards in that time travel?
Okay.
Alternate realities. repair of reputations and whatnot. Next up we have Aaron.
Yes, and I am playing Ambrose Cornelius Darlington II. Disgraced RAF. That's like Captain... who has been in exile due to his overzealous drunk use.
And finally?
I'm Omri Herzenstein. I was a lawyer, and I write things now and smoke opium.
Yes.
Yes, I smoke opium. I also have skills.
Do said skills.
Excellent memory for skills.
And a lance. I attack with my additional notes.
Yes. So to summarize, I remember it's been flooding back to you. You remember a restaurant in New York, the Peach Blossom Restaurant. You remember meeting a strange man who led the tongs, who used to provide you with opium, saying that calling in, and this man called in a debt. And he forced you to take a different drug. You took a trip, and when you woke, you were in the ruins of a city.
I still think the whole thing's a dream, don't I?
You're beginning to question that.
No, it's all a dream.
It's all a dream. So you're in the ruins of the city. For the ruins of the city, you travel to the west to Inukquak. The people of Inukquak were mystified at your, kind of baffled at your appearance. But then they realized they could have a use for you since you were from Earth. You were a dreamer. Thus, you could ask the Oracle. To answer a question, a dilemma posed by that the city's people were facing. You traveled there, far to the north from the city, and succeeded and came back. And as a result, they were quite grateful to you, and they loaded you with treasure and rewards, and put you on the next merchant ship to Losk, which is a city to the south. And from Losk, you can go... further on, there's
a portal near the Enchanted Woods in Ulthar?
Yes, Ulthar, that's it.
Woohoo! I wrote a note!
Yes, you did write a note.
I remember nothing about no oracle, though.
Yes, some people might have been gone for certain sessions. And of course, one of your compatriots is still in a deep sleep. We'll leave him be. In fact, two of them are. And
there's a fourth one in case somebody shows up.
These
the third one's dead if we don't talk about the fifth.
Dreamers are Schrodinger?
Is
I think that's what his name was? I don't know.
I have that mechanic in the Better Angels game. Schrodinger's villain. One of you might die. Leave one in the wings.
So, You're on the ship. Each of you, it is morning. As you get out of your cabins, you can greet each other. The captain's name is Aldous, and you have talked to him briefly. What are you going to be doing on the ship as you're sailing to the south? It will take some time, and time flows strangely here.
On the river of consciousness.
Yes, well, on the sea of... the Cerulean Sea. Cerulean Sea. Yeah. Anyways.
Lovecraft!
Yeah. Lovecraft.
Fucking love.
We're on the water.
So, yeah.
What was the guy's name again?
The captain?
Aldous. Yes.
Aldous.
Is it Aldous or Aldous?
All. A-L-D-U-S.
Aldous, okay.
Medieval English name, sir. Hello.
I know your name is Aldous. I must have known a man near the sea named Aldous once. Where are you taking me, Aldous?
Well, as the elders told me, you are looking for a way back to your world. There's a portal in Ulthar. The closest we go is the Lost. From there you can travel on foot or take another ship to Ulthar.
Ah, still on the quest archetype, are we? It is an Urtext. Indeed. I must re-ring Mortar there when I return to consciousness.
Did you sleep well?
Yes. I am. Indeed.
You're quite awake right now. You are.
I believe we are all more awake when you are dreaming. You're quite the philosopher, Aldous. Or rather, I am. I shall take my air on the deck.
All right. So yeah, the crew's going about their daily duties. You're passengers. You don't have to participate. You don't have to work.
There is one thing that I do want to work on while we're on this boat. I want to learn how to use this sword a little bit better, because it seems like this is the only thing I'm going to have until I find Lucille.
Okay. You can certainly do that. The crew during the day is mostly, you know, fucking working. So you do have some treasure and gold. And the captain, of course, is the best swordsman out of the crew, but he is obviously quite busy. So if you want to get someone to tutor you to use a sword, you'd have to convince them to neglect his duties, i.e. you'd have to bribe them, or wait until dinner time or when they have some free time, and then try and make a fast talk check. So,
I think that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to wait.
So right now, in terms of your gold, I'm just going to treat now you have money, so which will be treated as your credit rating skill.
Do we have units of money?
You have units worth of money. So you can use your credit rating skill if you put any points into that.
Points to the first RPPR fan who drafts a bill for money units.
Money units.
That we can use at the table.
If they create a new cryptocurrency called money units. We already have Dogecoin and Buttcoin. We should have money units.
Well, you have to create the new
it's
one.
It's got to be more stable than Bitcoin.
Oh, God, yeah. Because we're
or as I like to think of them, Ron Paul Funbox. Internet Funbox.
Point to the GM for that.
Yeah, I didn't come up with that.
Yeah.
Point for suggesting it.
Yeah, so I remembered it, which is really the important thing. does everybody just have a base credit rating, or did anyone put points into that?
I probably spent all mine on smack.
Your skill points?
No, I just have it at 15. So
okay.
No, I kept mine as low.
Everyone gets one free raise in credit rating. So and then
a D10?
Yeah, D10.
Okay.
Woo!
One.
17.
Two. All right.
I'm right with you.
I actually got a little bit.
All right, so you have some money, so you can either... I'll just say you can automatically succeed if you want to bribe them for... Well, it would be 5% if you want to bribe them to get, you know, face punishment to spend the entire day teaching you how to use a sword, but that could be modified by bargain or fast talk.
Yeah, it's like, could you use a bargain on that?
So that's if you wanted to tutor him.
So what's your bargain? What's your fast talk hit?
My fast talk is pretty good. 72.
Okay, that's better than bargain. Huh.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to see if I can catch him after dinner or during their free time and buy their time. Because
okay, so you're just going for the abbreviated, not the full day.
Fair. Yeah.
Okay.
Mainly because I don't know the first thing about sailing, and if I'm trying to sail this boat, after the crew manages to get themselves killed by whatever's in that water. I think it's best that we have people who actually know what they're doing holding onto them ropes.
Okay, so you don't want to distract them. So,
I'm actually, since I've woken up with a more clear head than I've had in probably ages, I don't feel like it's like making myself useless on the useless. So I volunteer to help out with whatever they need.
Okay. Do you have any relevant skills?
Actually, navigate. I can. That's like help with navigation on
okay.
there.
Okay. Make a navigate check at half. Oh,
damn it. You're now hunting for something called
charybdis. They have many. They're using astrolabes and like
our carabidis. I'm not sure how to pronounce.
You're trained in modern navigation on Earth. Not.
It's pronounced.
The stars are somewhat similar.
That kind of makes a difference.
No.
Yeah. You look at the instrument. He hands you an astrolabe and asks for readings, and you're like, the "Fuck."
Let me
niner.
Yeah.
Let me
five.
Yeah. Do you have climb?
Sure.
Do you have any points in climb?
What?
The skill climb.
I know. I'm looking.
It's an alphabetical.
No, my 40%. So I'll.
Well, you can still risk it if you want.
Risk.
All right. Ask you to start climbing the riggings.
Damn it, I will
just
be
carrying
somehow.
Things up to people who are repairing sails and that shit.
That's
like that.
Fine. Do that, and wow, I fall.
Make a luck check.
Okay. 12, made it.
All right, you just take 1 point of damage.
The fool archetype. Young was.
You
right.
also, of course, greatly amused the crew. Yeah. You can also mark that off. You didn't use it in gameplay, so you can make a check to raise it at the end
sure.
of the game.
Did our hit points regenerate from the last time?
Everyone's at full, yeah.
Okay.
Except for you. You're minus one.
Well, that's obviously, I want to make sure. Thank you.
I never know what my HP hit points are supposed to be.
Average of your con and size.
Ah, okay.
Round up, because I'm generous. You do have your damage bonus. Everybody, I assume you've looked up your damage bonus. So.
Yes, I have it.
All right, yeah. Just your magic points are equal to your power,
and so those don't regenerate, right? With your sanity,
magic points do regenerate.
Oh, they do?
But you have used
sanity doesn't
unless
it.
I
know sanity didn't generate, but
fine. I'm going to shrink.
Sanity. Yeah, actually, if you want to spend the day just lounging about, taking in the air. And just chilling out, I'll let you recover 1d3 sanity.
No, fuck that. I'm going to talk to the captain.
All right.
Well, does that count towards my after-dinner entertainment?
That will, if you try to do both things, you'll only recover one sanity. But
I'll do that.
That works for me. I just
okay,
I'm
so you recover one sanity,
one.
And then after dinner, you'll get a chance to do that.
So, one.
All right. I'll give you minimum two, so you get two.
Okay, so.
So you're just like,
sitting
right.
down where there. You're swinging from the rigging
yeah.
that you fall and become tangled. It's like a hammock.
Yeah. Nice.
I want to talk to the captain. He's a learned man, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
I will talk to him about the history of his fair land.
All right.
Let's see what I can learn. If it matches anything I've read in other books.
All right.
Say, bound in human skin.
Yeah. Give me... What skill check?
Nope.
What skill check are you making?
I failed history.
Okay.
Oh, you want to make Cthulhu Mace? I can do Mace.
Actually, with he starts mentioning words that you... give me an idea check.
Okay. I've got that. I do have ideas.
Yes, they actually... You realize you're not... You're unconscious is clearly pulling from that blasphemous tone. The Necronomicon you read in the Miskatonic University library.
It was so decadent.
It was. It gives you nightmares, gives you pause of the theories it expounds. Quite advanced for something written in the Middle Ages. But it also talks of worlds beyond worlds and of minds transporting to distant worlds. It's you begin to think more about it. So you can try and ponder. Instead of talking to the captain and relaxing, you can try and ponder more. There is some spare.
Of course I'm going to ponder.
All right.
So dream.
So you grab some spare pen and a quill, some ink, and some scrolls. You start sketching out your ideas, trying to remember what you've read of
the Necronomicon. Opium is fantastic. I normally can't read writing in dreams.
So, one thing you... So you start thinking about that.
You really shouldn't.
You, as you're doing that, you start writing. You think perhaps some sort of exercise to help you do this would help. Some sort of squat thrust? No. Writing exercise.
Oh, okay.
So, like an unconscious sort of free writing exercise.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Automatic writing. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
All work and no play make...
So I don't remember anything about my character, so we're going to make him go as insane as quickly.
No, you're pretty much role-playing as he was.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay. Okay, good.
So you begin to do some automatic writing, or just trying to just freehand, just unconsciously write whatever you comes to mind. So
here's your proto beat.
Yeah. Anyways, you two, since you're just chilling out on the deck, enjoying the calm,
brisk sea.
Yeah, the brisk sea. It is a bit cloudy today. In fact, it's fairly very cloudy. Not too sunny at all.
Well, the dim bulb that's somewhat.
Both of you can give me spot in checks.
Sphere.
Caleb's just focused on riding, so he doesn't. Need to...
What's Aubrey doing? 43? Bleeding out of my eye. he's fine.
So you make it?
Yes.
Alright. Oh, you made it as well? Alright. So both of you see in the distance another ship. Just a tiny little dot that you can make on the horizon.
Can we tell what type of ship it is from this distance?
Not with your naked eye. Captain has a telescope.
Yell up, ship on the horizon!
Alright. So Aldous looks at it with his telescope for him, just kind of nods and goes off. So, unless you want to ask him, he's...
So. I'll go up to the end. It's like, yeah.
Is there anything special about that boat we ought to be aware of?
Oh.
Is it a schooner or a war vessel?
It's a merchant ship, like ours. It's a, that's the, Gold Ridge. It's another, merchant ship. They're taking, stone, taken from our quarry, to Losk. It's a good trade.
On this...
It's,
they're not a militant sort of traders, are they?
From the same city we just came from.
Just so. Imagining all those heroes now. Yeah. They're all shooting at the squirrel on the It's got something in its hand!
You're sailing right for us!
It's one of the ones owned by Agate the Corpulent. He's one of the richest merchant lords. He's from Inukwak, but he lives in Losk. He owns 10 vessels, last I checked. Oh, it's 11, Captain! Oh, how'd he get the 11th? What a game of dice. Oh, well, 11.
You're pushing my authority, Steve!
Did he play in a Game of Thrones?
Yes. What? I get your references.
I don't know where that came from either. As though somebody idiot was speaking through me. Oh well.
Yeah, we have witches for that.
So long and short of what you're saying is that that's not a ship that we should worry about.
No, it's a good sign. To have a brother ship. I mean, if something happens to us, we could signal out to them, and they could give us assistance. And of course, if they signal out to us, we'd be bound to help them, our brothers. Let's see.
So, though I do have a question, what method of signaling do you use? Semaphore flags?
Well, it depends. It depends. Obviously, during night, we light signal fires.
Saw the boat suddenly go up in flames, we'd be able to see it from here.
We use small fires. We have various powders we can throw in a fire to change its color. We use codes, like from... an old one is blue to purple to white to indicate danger or the codes change. We don't want the pirates to know about them.
Obviously.
I may inquire for that about that being another military man and have spent some time on the sea myself. So
you probably can't tell us too much about them codes, otherwise they won't stay a secret for very long.
Yes. It's not like you can tell the pirates now. We're kind of alone right now.
And also, I was in the RAF and we realized that loosely sink ships.
What is that?
That's like the Royal Air Force.
Which kingdom?
England. Great Britain.
Oh, from your world.
Yes.
Yes, do they, I suppose they don't have very good navigation technology, do they? If they don't even train their officers to use astrolabes.
Well, I apologize, but that's like... I apologize, but that's like the astrolabe...
Our teaching's been to climb rigging.
Well, the astrolabe... Well, in one instance, the astrolabe is very different from the sextants and compasses of my world, as are the stars of of mine.
No doubt.
Those day stars, they can be tricky.
I will murder you here.
Well, we can get positions from the suns or the moon in the matter of the time of day.
So, though if you wish to instruct me in it, I will be happy to help out.
I am a captain, not a teacher. I have many duties.
So, even for some more gold?
I'm writing.
Yeah, you're writing. I'll get to you, Caleb.
I'm practicing words.
Even
you're, I'm getting right. So
even for some more gold? That's like for the...
Give me... What do you roll?
A little more... it's like a little... slipping even more of the treasure that we have, so just...
Which skill?
Bargain.
All right. So, give me a bargain check.
Bargain. Random dice, you've not helped me so far. And you continue not to be a help to this day. Go
away. I'm sorry, my duty's calling me.
Random shit.
A member of the crew, actually barely older than a child, barely a teenager, comes up to you shortly afterwards as the captain walks away. Says, "I could help you, my lord. I am quite skilled. I am an eager learner. I'd be happy to apply what little I know to whatever for a bit of compensation for my family."
Shine your boots, Governor.
So... that's like, I'll take your assistance, young lad.
What you seem trustworthy.
My name is Rolf.
Ah, a Muppet.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. Out of time. Somebody's speaking to my mouth again.
Are you a Yithian? Have you been thrown forward in time and space?
I'm in the dreamland. Thanks,
all your references come from the 80s and early 90s.
The 1890s? I don't remember. 1890s?
That's Muppet, that's at least the 70s, asshole. Okay? Okay?
1870s? I didn't know they had that in the Reconstruction. Anyways. Was that a popular Penny Dreadful back in the day?
It was.
Alright. Go and continue with me.
I hope Lancey listens to this. Wow. Marvel at our historical actors.
All right. Now, all that will happen is another goddamn it, Aaron.
So you continue writing for a while. Go and give me another idea check.
Yes. Oh. Hot 8. I am pale.
Oh, very good. You've been writing. You feel like you're onto something. You need that surge of creative inspiration. You feel not just writing text, but you're writing in symbols. Perhaps those symbols you've seen in the city you were just at, in the carved walls.
No, I've become an imagist. I jump over the side of the boat.
No, you can't escape the plot.
You, Ezra Pound.
But there is a symbol, an eye, that keeps reappearing in your writing. It seems to dominate the work, this motif. As you're doing this, one of the older crew members is working. He glances over as you're writing out on the deck. And he mutters something to himself and makes a strange sign across his chest. Then he turns away. So, but you're beginning to think, go and give me another psychology, history, occult, or Cthulhu mythos skill. Whichever one you want to roll. And I'll let you roll any two of those so you can make...
Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah.
What's your Cthulhu mythos skill? How's it different from... Where's that? Oh, there it is. I'll roll history. You said that was one of them, right?
You can make two skill checks.
I don't make history. I do make Cthulhu Mythos.
Oh, very good. You actually remember the symbol that seems to be dominating. It's something you saw in the Necronomicon, and it is the sign of Nodens, the hunter, lord of the Abyss. It seems to be coming to the forefront of your mind, although you don't know quite why you're thinking of it. Right.
He has a beard, right?
Yes.
It's obviously, you know, father figure issues.
Clearly.
I gotta work through some of that stuff.
Clearly. So as the day passes on, you are asking for Rolf's help?
Yes, I am asking for Rolf's help.
All right, go ahead and give me a bargain check.
Okay.
So as you haggle over a price. Oh, you can plus 10 because he's a fucking teenager.
You're stupid.
Wow.
That's a great bargain. Did I read this right? Did I have an elder sign?
Yes.
Missed it
by... You know what I've used? Create out.
Missed it by 2.
All right.
Oh, no, you said 60. You had plus 10. Sorry, I made it, actually.
All right, you make it.
Sorry.
And it'll just cost you 1 point of credit rating for his help.
Okay.
So
do I erase that and then...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Or if you just make a credit rating skill check, it'll be free. It won't cost you any points of your credit rating.
I'll go ahead and do that since it's not right. likely I'll get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
so.
Made your check.
So, okay.
I would say try the check anyway.
Yeah.
Just to find out.
All right. So what do you want to have?
I wouldn't have got it anyway, yeah. Okay? 42.
All right. What do you want to have the Rolf help you with?
Use of the... Astrolabe. See if that, how to figure out this particular navigation tool.
Okay. Give me an idea check.
Okay.
As he tries to teach you.
All right.
So the pointy end goes down.
34. Make it.
Okay.
And you stare through this tubey paw.
You're staring. you're working at it. He gives you the idea of how to take readings from it.
What's this pulsing mass in the center?
But the numbers are all in Greek symbols, Greek characters, so they're kind of hard to read. Ancient Greek, you just kind of have to remember what each symbol means, you know, what means one, what means two, that kind of thing.
Okay.
The other thing, do you have any science skills, like astronomy?
Yes, I do have astronomy.
All right, give me astronomy.
Okay. And is that at base, or is that at any negative?
No, base.
Okay. No, I failed that.
Okay.
So.
Don't forget, remember, every skill check you make,
I'm taking off, so.
So you can't figure out anything else, but it is quite strange. It's not what you remember astrolabes being. This artifact is quite weird, but kind of spherical. You kind of like a sphere embedded in a sphere that you kind of rotate around. There's a little viewing thing that you point at, and then a little, yeah, it's weird. But you don't remember, you know, you didn't pay attention to that part of your astronomy class, the history of navigational aids and that kind of thing. So that goes by. So you can take readings off of it now. You can just do that automatically, no skill check. But that's your day, basically. So you wait until supper time, as mm-hmm. the day is getting darker and foggier, actually. They light some lanterns up around the ship as the crew takes their dinner on the deck. So you can approach a crew member.
Or possibly the captain.
Or the captain, yeah. That'll be a harder check if you want to have the captain teach you on something. Who are you approaching?
I'm going to start with the captain.
All right. You only have time to approach two people.
Okay.
So I realize
that this is an unusual request, but since the boat seems to be a little bit more at ease now and your skills aren't as needed, perhaps I could prevail upon your good nature to help me out a little bit. In case this vessel is boarded, I don't want to sit idly by. I'd like to be able to defend myself.
Right.
I'm not very good with a sword right now, but I understand.
Well, you're quite a stalwart fellow. I'm surprised you're not. It is actually refreshing to see a man admit a lack of skill with a blade. I suppose you dreamers are use other weapons.
Indeed.
Yes, I'd be happy to show you. Or give me a skill check.
All right. Let's try fast talk.
All right.
Nope.
Okay. He says, well... You make a good point. Sagard, why don't you show him? I'm trying to finish my meal. But he will show you. The old, crusty guy. Scruffy-esque is his countenance. Comes forward. He grabs two, like, sword-length sticks. Throws one at you. Hold the sword up. Cover your innards. You don't want them to skewer you.
About like this?
Yeah. All right, so...
You're only going to teach you the ways of the fighting,
give me
man.
A sword check.
Holy crap. That's odd 4 out of 15.
Okay. I'll give you a free skill check. Go ahead and roll 1d10.
6.
All right. So you get, like, you're Sagard is a much better teacher than he has any right to be. You can also check mark that skill so at the end of the session you can make a raise. So
Cthulhu Mythos works like that too?
Yes.
I didn't know that or
not. Yeah, all skills work like that.
Okay.
The main thing with Cthulhu Mythos, you can also raise it by reading certain books.
You don't want to read anything. That's where they hide the madness.
Yeah.
I have a lance.
You do have a lance. Things. You can. Good job.
You need to become the Don Quixote.
Someone teach me how to poke things.
So you the three of you take dinner.
Say that line.
It's fish and rice. It's a very simple fare, but quite hearty. A light ale to drink.
Reminds me of my day on the HMS.
So unless you guys want to be doing anything, you can turn in. They have night watches set up, so you don't have to worry about that.
I will go out actually to train more with the Astrolabe and see about and actually take a look at the stars since
I've been. Okay, well they have that. I mean, unless it's they put it away during the night, unless they need to take a reading, you have to ask the night watchman to let you take it out.
So, bargain or fast talk?
What's your pitch?
I would love to be more of assistance than I obviously have, falling over myself and making a mockery of your current navigational skills. But you know, the young Rolf has been teaching me some of your trade. Do you mind if I train a little bit during the evening now that the stars are above us?
All right. That's a fast talk. Go ahead and give me a roll.
It's not going to look well. I have nothing.
All right, no, that's a persuade. I'll let you use persuade.
Yay! I have something in that.
All right.
33, made it.
All right. He's like, okay, well, I suppose the captain would approve. Don't break it, and certainly don't have it drop over the side of the ship.
I will be with gentle as the seas with it.
All right. No. Caesar, gentle.
I will be gentle.
Terrifying.
I will be gentle as the calm sea to it.
Episode 4. Yeah. A British man learns calculus in a fantasy horror dreamscape.
All right. You continue to practice. You can give me a navigation check. You can give me a navigation check now.
Okay.
I'm going back to sleep in hopes that I wake up and get more of that sweet, sweet opium.
Odd 7.
All right. You're going south. You know that you're going the right direction. Good job. Was there anything else you wanted to learn? I mean,
go ahead and astronomy, just since I'm another astronomy check, sure. To check the stars out from here. And no, that's a fail. All
right. Stars.
Although, who's that? Who's out tonight with the crew?
It's right.
It's just night watchmen. I mean, the various crew members. I mean, I didn't name all 2 dozen people on the ship.
My immersion.
I'm a monster.
How was the ship constructed? Can you teach me how to cast nails? I want to learn smithworks.
All right.
Can I become a milliner in this new world?
Sagar takes one of the watches. Obviously, Aldous is asleep. The captain needs his rest. The Sagar, the old guy, is out for one of the watches. But that's, the other members you don't know. So, you can pester them more, but, it gets cold at night. They're all wrapped up in cloaks. They're kind of wondering why the passenger who has a nice cabin to himself is out creeping about at night, messing around with that astrolabe.
Although I will, before I talk to him, I will put that up, thanking them for that's thanking them. I'm an old military man, an explorer at heart, before my troubles began. So, and it's nice to be.
Does anyone else feel like they have bugs under their skin?
Do you have something to take away the itch?
Okay, so you talk to them, and they're just kind of like, uh-huh, okay.
So.
Oh, oh, wait.
Just going to be looking at the ocean out there.
It's dark. No, it's fine. In fact, Eric, give me a persuade check. Or a psychology check. Give me either one.
Yeah, I'm also heading to bunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Ought 9 on psychology.
All right, you feel better. You've lightened your load by telling your woes to a stranger and just, like, sharing some ale with them.
And that's what particular sex act I did for cocaine that day.
Yes. You only give one more point of sanity back. You just like, blah, blah, blah. You feel better. You've made friends, you're sure. So eventually you go to sleep. So the next day comes. As you wake up, you look out your window, you can see fog. You are in a rolling fog bank. Visibility is quite low. The captain has the astrolabe, and he is checking it frequently to navigate, to make sure that they're on point. The crew is still attending about their duties. Everyone's a little like... it's a little more tense now.
Poke my lance in the fog.
Yes. Yeah. You do so. It's still quite foggy. It's still...
How long have we been in the fog bank, Captain?
It came about late last night. It's been here. It looks like it'll be here, judging from the signs of the weather. It'll be here for the rest of the day.
Can I keep writing?
Yeah. I mean, you can see on ship, they have lanterns and stuff like that. Like, it's a fog bank, but you can see, like, maybe 50... Visibility is, like, 50 feet.
Yeah.
So,
not too bad.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just distances, so you're just kind of...
Slow going and...
Well, sailing blind, but it's a fucking ocean. You don't have to slow down. It's not like you're going to run into anything.
Assume.
Yeah, you assume. So...
a game and brace frame.
Yeah. everyone can give me a spot hidden check as you're going about eating breakfast.
I make it.
Yep.
No.
All right, the two of you make it. You can see in the distance a white light far off in there. It's very bright. Cuts through the fog. The captain's looking the other way when he sees it.
Captain?
All right.
I see a light.
Okay. Captain walks over, sees it as it flashes again. Takes out his telescope and watches it. And he studies it for a moment and then calls out for the crew to change direction. He starts spinning the wheel towards the source of the light. He says, looks like our brothers are in trouble. They've signaled to us, I think. I did not see the whole thing, but I saw the white light of a signal fire. We shall go to check it out. What? Captain, what if it's a trick? What if the pirates are... using it to lure us to our doom or something worse. So there's murmurs among the crew. Oh, there's we will not be so cowardly. We will not abandon them. It is probably nothing that they probably simply lost their rigging or something. We can certainly help them. So Captain quashes any you know, rumors, and the crew gets to work. So what are you guys doing while this is all going on? Just
taking the captain aside. And although
Captain doesn't want to go outside, you can walk a while.
That's why I'm just quietly, just quietly speaking. Though your instincts on this, right? How often have raids like that occurred where a ship has been drawn in?
There's stories, of course, but we don't exactly hear from survivors and of that sort of thing. Ships just don't make it to port. So I don't even think I think the pirates, when they attack, simply just find a ship and come upon it. They don't. Well, why would they resort to such elaborate deceptions? They have the fastest ships outside of the Black Galleys.
Well, that's true. I just have judgment on.
Anyways, I have to get to work. So he goes away. So
you do.
Yeah. Anyway, so what are the three of you talking? You can listen to the ship. The rumors, or as the crew's gossiping among themselves, as they're working about.
While I'm certain you think that this is still a dream, you do realize that even in dreams, scary things can happen.
Ah, yes, yes. The subconscious rising to challenge the conscious mind. I find it quite interesting. Much of my work deals with it. Have you read any?
I don't read. And I'll have you know, if that's what you really think, your subconscious is probably about to challenge you.
Yes.
Thank you, Nietzsche.
Your folksy wisdom has warned me of this. It's interesting that I have put such stakes in American wisdom.
All right. So you wait, as the ship's going up.
I think your consciousness better arm itself.
I have a lance.
All right. So.
No doubt a phallic symbol. I don't want to analyze that too deeply.
Let's go find a windmill for you to chase then.
All right, so the everyone give me a listen check as you draw closer.
Yep.
Hot four, I impale it.
Okay.
40, never mind, sorry.
100 fail.
I still fail.
Your ears explode.
Blood runs down my head.
Sorry.
Wait, you failed your listen check?
No, I got it. It's 40 out of 63 instead of 4.
Yeah, your random dice is not helping me at all.
Well, you only have one of them. That's the other one's over here. Oh. Yeah.
Also, your name's Aaron.
Oh. All right, just for that Aaron here. Have the truly random dice. Complete the set.
Okay, we'll see if this...
Yeah. anyways, those of you who make it, you can hear utter silence aside from your own ship and the creaking of wood and sail and rope coming ahead. The other ship, whatever it is, you do not hear a single person or animal or thing creeping or crawling about it.
I'm going to ready my knife.
Yeah.
Not the sword, because I'm still not too good with either of those swords. And I'm going to find a nice little hiding spot just in case I need to pop out and shank a bitch.
Okay.
Stealth check?
If you want to hide, yeah, you can do that.
Aught six, I impaled.
All right, you are a ghost. No one knows where you are in the universe. The ship, your ship comes upon the other ship, but you recognize immediately this symbol that has been painted or painted on the side of the hull. The ship itself looks like quite decrepit. It's still floating, but the rigging is heavily damaged. There's stains and on the deck. There's numerous cuts and other marks, like it's been through a storm or it's been heavily damaged by something. You're not sure exactly what, but you recognize the symbol on the hull. It is an eye. It's the symbol of Nodens. Suddenly feel...
Are the sailors crossing their chests like they were before?
The old
when
one
when the
does.
Guy saw it on
yeah,
the...
Yeah, the old one does. Sagard. But other than that, they don't... They're kind of like, what?
I will sidle over to Sagard.
Yeah.
What do you know of Nodin's eye, Sagard? Why do you cross yourself so?
I cannot speak of it. Anyways, he kind of shuffles away, unless you're going to press the issue.
May you write it down?
I ain't no writing man. Words is cursed. They can steal your soul.
I knew there was a reason I
God
love
God help
why
you.
Is my subconscious so against literacy?
Anyways, the captain so he pulls your ship, the ship that you're on, alongside the other ship. It is clearly an abandoned. It looks well. You can all give me spot hidden checks. If you're looking about that.
Yes, 24.
22 out of 78.
Okay. All right. So all three of you look in there, and you can actually see a sword embedded in the far railing on the other side of the ship. The stains you can tell look like blood stains. Looks like there is a tremendous fight on the ship, and it is clearly abandoned. There doesn't seem to be anything on it.
Can we see where the source of the light was coming from off the ship?
No. So, which is quite odd. The crew's murmuring among themselves, ghost ship, abandoned ship. Bad omen, you know, that kind of stuff. Captain says, well, it's odd. Who among... I will not ask any man. The ship is not our ship or not our brother's. It looks like the ship of priests, although I know not from what country they come from. I want to know what's in there, but I will not force any man. I will only ask for volunteers to go aboard the ship to find out where that... signal fire came from to see if there's anyone aboard and report back.
I shall put...
If we have no volunteers, I say we leave it. Anyway.
I shall
pull
my...
You feel
a
strange urge.
Oh, I'm good.
I shall pull my load, Captain. That's right, Captain.
I'm already climbing on board.
You're going to go?
Yes. Oh. They put down a plank.
All right, so the three passengers are going. Are none of you brave enough to go?
We already have their money, so you guys go ahead.
Rolf, the teenager, is like, I'll go. I'm not afraid.
Good lad.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my stick.
You'll be a marvelous human shield. What? Nothing.
All right. So they tie onto the, they throw some hooks around on the ship so they won't drift apart.
Grab those rocks. Yeah. Call them by their proper nautical term.
Grapnels. All right, fine.
Grapnels. I'm trying to keep our immersion.
I'm sorry, listeners.
On the sea of the alternate world.
Will you ever forgive me? they throw a boarding ladder, a gangplank, for you to cross over. However, there are two ships sort of drifting apart at sea. So this will require dex times 5 or a climb check.
Okay. Let's see what would be.
Sorry, what are we
doing? Boarding other ship requires dex times 5 or a climb check.
Made it. 21 out of 40.
I'm gonna go with my climb.
I'm more dexterous because of my thing.
12, made it.
My other body. So it's gonna be.
Now that I'm
80? Yeah.
Okay, so the three of you, the four of you, since Rolf was with you, easily make it across. So you're on the deck of the ghost ship.
Where was that sword that we saw?
On the opposite railing, farther. So you can just walk
over.
That'll
be the first thing to inspect.
Yeah, walk over and taking a look at it.
All right, it's a bloody scimitar. Rolf has a slight chance. He actually recognizes it. Oh, I've seen these curved blades before. The traders in the Black Galley, they favor them. Although I've seen other, I've heard rumors that they trade with the pirates. So the men from Ling, I think these are the kind of swords that they
take a cloth.
Yeah,
gently pull it up.
Oh, I think Aaron already grabbed it.
Yes, would that be a strength check to get it out of the water?
No, it's not that. It's not Excalibur.
Well, I didn't know how deeply embedded in the wood it was. And granted, I'm not. I have bolt arms too now, and I don't have to worry about it. But
exactly. So there's that. It's a cursed blade. It's you don't want to bring it on board. That's bad luck.
So I'm merely examining it, putting it back into the plank.
No. All right. So,
besides, are we to be fall prey to superstitions?
Superstition—it's just common sense. We don't want to tempt the gods, anger them. So, where do you want to go? Do you want to look in the hold?
I'm going downstairs.
The hold. Okay.
Yeah. Do we have any torches with us or anything else to?
I'll say you can have some torches.
Yeah.
They're civilized. They have a lantern. They have a bullseye lantern.
Woo!
Like fucking D&D. So you can have that.
I put it on the end of my lance.
That's kind of precarious.
We're going to burn this entire ship down, aren't we?
That's what they suggested doing.
Really? I don't think they do.
That's what I heard.
You're fine.
Fine, I'll carry the stupid lantern.
Yeah.
Why don't I carry it?
Okay.
I only need one hand for my weapon. You need both for that stick.
All right.
With a pointy end.
Yeah. All right, so you carry the lantern, so you go down into the hold. You look in there, and there looks like there's not much there. You can give me spot hidden checks. You can...
True fail. All
right. 34 out of 78.
19
it's
on,
dark.
And 19 on spot hidden.
19 on spot hidden?
Yes.
34 on spot hidden.
Okay. You find bits of fabric. It feels like silk. You also see bits of shards of ceramic, some sort of clay ceramic or something like that.
Now, when you say shards of the silk, is it ripped? Is it sliced?
That is hard to tell. It's been rotted. It's been sitting in seawater for a while, but... It looks like, it's been brightly colored silk fabric, bits of it. Some of it looks ripped, some of it kind of looks cut. Shards of pottery. There's
let's see, some gold fleck, like bits of gold that have flecked off, like from something made of gold that rubbed up against the wall or something like that.
So basically there was a treasure in this hold and it ain't here no more.
That would be a good way. Looks like it wasn't carried out with much...
delicacy?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You also find more bloodstains. You also see that there is a pile of barrels and crates that have been kind of like shoved aside. Inside of one of the crates, you can see it's half open, spilling out with nails and caulk and the other like typical tools used for ships. Then the bone itself sort of groans, and as everything sort of tilts to the side. Everyone give me a Dex Times 5 check.
Ought 9.
No.
19.
You fall to the ground. The hold is also quite... there's a thin...
sheen
of salt water, like up to your ankles. You fall into it onto the ground. You didn't see this earlier because your favorite spot hidden check. But
critically failed.
So I didn't notice it all. In fact, we're standing over it so no one else could see it, which is why you're the first to discover the body in the hold. A half-eaten, worm-ridden corpse. Flesh heavily decayed by salt water. And you're staring at its half-open, grinning, rictus mouth. Worm, no eyes, of course. And did you fail your sand check?
Nope.
All right. One sanity, as I was... you also hit your head on the ground. No damage, but you're quite stunned by the turn of events as you pick yourself up and scramble out of the way, heart racing. The groan, Rolf says, oh, the ship, the boards have... It's been out here for... unmaintained for a while now. It's hard to say, but
so this looks to me like a pirate attack, but it's not a recent one.
Well, it's hard to say. It could have been drifting here for days, weeks, maybe years. It's hard to say. The sea is strange.
But it clearly wasn't hours.
No. Oh no.
Because it's taken us a while to get here, but this doesn't explain where that light came from.
Is it clear how he died?
You'd have to pick up the body and examine it.
Can we put the lantern over it? Or
you see the lantern? Yeah, you see the body. Yep. You didn't fall in front of it, so you don't have to make sand checks.
That's a corpse.
Yeah, that's a corpse. But you have to, like, look at it.
Does anybody else actually...
It's kind of a... there's that pile of rubble debris in the back and sort of...
This had to be a natural history or...
First aid.
A first aid. Okay, I was going to ask that.
All right, so you're going to go around messing up with the body?
Well, I'm just going to look at it. So
you have to actually drag it out from... It's underneath, partially underneath... some boards and debris. Like I said, the only thing that's left in here is like a stack of barrels and crates that are kind of like
are there any aside. Of the are there any of the cloth bits around?
They're just shredded.
Pick up the
fragments.
Corpse.
Yeah, so. You have to go corpse fondling.
So well, yeah, I just try to wrap my hands a little bit before picking
that
it up.
Not even enough for that.
Fine.
All right, so you're going to do that. Okay. Ralph looks at you in a
You're
horror.
One-armed heroin addict.
Yeah.
You have
two
done
armed
worse.
Since I came.
You have done worse things.
Two arms since I came to.
Well, Ralph looks at you in horror. He's like, what are you doing?
Examining the body to see in which way he died.
Why? His spirit will come and attack you.
If it, spirits came and attacked us of old dead mates, then I would
can't be here. I don't want the spirit to see me.
I'll tell you.
It'll
what,
haunt
Ralph,
my dreams.
Why don't you and I go upstairs and take a look at that?
Then go upstairs, boy.
Okay.
If you're not strong stomached enough for this.
Ooh. Ralph doesn't like you. Anyways,
say that in the third person? Ralph doesn't like
no psychology
you.
Check. No psychology check necessary. To see. He's quite clearly insulted by that.
Ignore the man. Let's check the cabin upstairs.
All right, so the two of you go upstairs, and you start go corpse fondling. What about you?
I guess I'll stay down.
Yeah,
and have my stick in the hold. I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Is there anywhere else to go?
Well, you can continue poking around the debris. Like I said, there's a big stack of barrels and crates that looks like they were shoved aside.
I'll continue poking around the debris.
All right, so you start looking around there. You go ahead and give me another spot hinge.
On the nose, 70 and 70.
All right, you do so. And you will start to find something in a little bit. But you, Caleb, or sorry, David, you get it back up. The crew looks at you. They yell out, "What have you found?"
Evidence of a pirate attack. We're still not done with our search. We're going to be looking a little bit further.
All right. With that, the waves start kicking up. The sea's a little more turbulent now. The ropes and strain against that. As the two ships momentarily pull apart, but the ropes hold and it pulls back together. Hurry! We don't know. We don't want you to have to swim out to get back to us.
I don't care for that notion much either.
All right. So the two of you, Ralph is looking a little paler now. As you two go, there's seven cabins total. Three on the left, three on the right, and one in the far.
Let's go for the one in the far first. Okay. That's probably the captain's cabin.
All right, safe bet. So you open it up, and you can see another completely ransacked cabin. Looks like the thing's been torn off the wall. There is a desk. Probably was a very fine desk. Smashed to pieces. Looks like the captain used it to barricade the door. The door itself was on hinges. As you push it, quite dark. I assume you left the lantern with Aaron so he could, finish his study. But there's windows, so there's some light from the dim daylight filtering through the fog.
Open curtains a little bit further.
See, oh, curtains are gone. Yeah.
All right.
So there is light. It's just, dim.
Yeah, somewhere there's a pirate ship with beautiful window trimmings.
The best. So beautiful.
Doilies abound! Abound!
So beautiful.
Now, you say that as if it's a bad thing, but... Honestly, from what I do understand about actual pirates, they did tend to decorate
the cabin up a little. I didn't mean to derail the game. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
As opposed to the rest of us.
So go ahead and give me a spot hidden check. Anyways, back to you guys. Caleb, what you find is a bunch of... so I'll get to you in a second. Looks like the stuff the pirates left behind were the tools and equipment used to maintain the ship. However, there was a... piece of a scroll with some writing on it, very hastily written. And
shall read it.
Yeah, it's the strange thing is it's in English. It's in very poorly written English, but you can easily read it. And it says, "Lord Noden's, our savior, come to Lord Noden's. He will bless you."
So Lord Norton's our savior.
Noden's.
Come to Lord Noden's.
No, just Lord Noden's. Come to Lord Noden's. He will save you. So it seems... give me an idea check.
Yes. 62 out of...
You get the impression that this was distinctly meant for you. As though this writing was addressed to you. As though someone saw it.
Can I, is there like lamp oil or grease or something around?
Yeah.
Can I paint the eye on my chest or arm or something?
Sure, you sure can.
I will do that.
All right.
Nothing bad's going to happen now.
Well, my subconscious is challenging me.
Yeah.
And obviously I need to solve this problem so I can become more in tune with my true self. I'm just following your advice.
So, Aaron.
Thank you, David.
Give me a first aid check. Or did you already make it?
No, I haven't made it yet.
All right, go ahead. Roll that.
47, make it.
All right, you make it, and... this guy, he done got stabbed. He got a big stab wound. Right in his chest.
That's the technical term.
Yes.
What happened? Done got stabbed!
Have you been watching the Cracks Jedi Academy skits? They're real fun. I'm gonna be a Jedi. That's what everybody keeps on saying.
This guy, he also had... when you look at his body, though, he did have several tattoos of eyes painted on him.
Is it the same one on the end and the external?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it's the one that Caleb is currently painting on himself.
So...
Are you painting it with?
There's lamp oil and
Oh, that's a good idea.
There's grease, whatever. There's lots of liquids.
Whatever is the most flammable.
It's like black tar or whatever. So black grease.
It's real big on my chest.
Yeah,
big old scar chest.
Yeah. So, David, as you search the cabin, it looks like the pirates took most everything. However, you do find that there is a hidden compartment or a hidden. A small little compartment in the floorboards that you pop open that they... It's actually pretty obvious, but that pirates obviously were in a hurry and didn't notice it. Or there's normally furniture over it.
It's most likely that something decayed around here, and now it's obvious.
Yeah. So you pop it open, and inside of it there's a thin glass case. It's a wooden case with a glass... display on it so you can see what's inside of it. And inside of it, it looks like a... do you have a cult?
I do. Not a lot, but a little.
All right, give me a cult.
Guys, don't fail me now. Ought 8 out of 25.
You actually recognize this. In some of the Chinese you went to a Buddhist... temple in Chinatown one time, and you saw the monks creating these art displays of art with sand, different colored dyes and sand.
It's a mandala.
Yes. But this one, instead of being an abstract pattern, actually seems to remind you of a map or a navigational aid, because it's almost entirely blue, but it depicts two tiny brown dots. And then a dotted line drifting to a larger gray, jagged, like an island or a body of land in the distance. And there are little symbols there, which you recognize as Greek characters, but you don't know what they are. So it's very, yeah. So you get a very odd idea. It's a mandala, but it's not like any you've seen before.
It's almost like
there's also a message written on, but it's written in a language you don't recognize.
I don't read it anyway.
Okay.
Not even going to try to read it. I thought we'd covered this.
All right. Fair enough.
But I will take it.
All right.
Would they need those tools in the hold in the other ship? Like, would that be something worth salvaging?
You'd have to ask Rolf. You don't know anything about managing ships.
Okay.
Though they may not take it because of
how they feel. Script.
Yeah. So anyways, all
I got a scrap of paper, that's all that matters.
And you have a new symbol on your chest. So
I was doing as instructed.
Alright.
By my own brain. Which is concocting this entire fantasy.
Come here. So all three of you, everyone give me now a Dex times 5 check.
Yay! I make that one.
No, I fail.
All right, you fall as the ship shudders, as the waves hit it. Some of the ropes, you don't know this, or you quickly, some of the ropes have broken apart. So now it's only, instead of the ships being joined like side to side with ropes.
They're starting to list.
Yeah, so now they're only half the ropes break off. So now only half the ships are connected to each other. So it starts drifting this way, and you're like, not prepared for that.
Gentlemen, time to go back.
So you are, your last point of damage was healed from yesterday, but you'll take a new point of damage, so go ahead and keep that one hit point off. So nobody else took damage though, right?
No.
Rolf has sea legs, of course.
I will help Augustus up.
Yeah.
Come, we must go.
All right.
Nodens is approaching.
It's Ambrose.
Oh. Names are fluid in dreams.
All right, so everyone scrambles up on deck. The other sailors are waving, come on, hurry up. All right, so in order to get off, one, are you just going
to... Where pickpockets go?
There is. I forgot what it is.
Could it just be a dex check if he doesn't have it? Or?
Well, I think that it would be sneak, wouldn't it?
No, it's not sneak. I know conceal would do it if you have that on your sheet. Conceal, I think.
I'm going to roll conceal. I fail.
Okay.
What are you trying to do?
He totally notices me trying to paint the symbol on his back.
What the hell are you doing, man?
It's a protection symbol.
Get obscuring. Okay. Wiping it off.
All right. So,
just trying to help.
Actually, David, you as right after the ship is shudders from the wave. You go back. You look back at the mandala. The sand is undisturbed, even though by all rights it should have been like knocked aside.
I am taking mandala with me.
All right. So you hold it up. Professor Rolf was like, "What is that?"
It's a box of sand.
What? Why are you taking with you then?
It's a box of sand the captain had in his cabin. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to take time to look at it later. Right now, we need to get back to the boat.
Okay. All right. So you're all on deck. Now, you have a couple different ways of getting on the ship, back to the ship. One, you could just jump off and swim, which would be a swim check, and I'm sure nothing bad will happen.
Yeah, with 25, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Hike the lean shark.
The other thing is the gangplank itself is gone, so they do have a rope bridge, basically. You can climb the ropes, so that would either be a climb check or a dex times 3 check. Or you could try to climb up on the main mast of this ship and then swing over, which would be a climb plus 10, or actually plus 20, to use the rigging, because the rigging's still up, and so it'd be easy to climb up, and then you just have to hold on to the rope as you swung over to your ship. The thing is, that'll take more time, and you might, the ship, all the ropes might not, well, the ropes all might break off, and you might not, you know.
I am going to throw.
Well, if you have some other idea,
I'm going to throw my lance.
Okay.
I'm rolling the wrong die. I throw my lance to the other ship.
You warned them, like, look out!
Come up! Thanks.
Actually, do we have it still a rope on this side?
I'll catch it. I'll catch it with my face.
Do we still have rope on this side?
There are.
I'm
ropes.
Climbing.
Yeah, like they're climbing the rigging. Half the grapnels are still up.
Oh, half of them are still
yeah,
up?
Yeah,
okay.
So like the aft of the ship are still close to each other. The fores of the ship, the front have drifted apart.
Falling off the rigging.
All right, so we'll just go left or right. What, do you have any other questions? Or are the three approaches that I've described pretty clear?
I already fell off the rigging.
You did the dex times 3?
93. Yeah, I went to climb up. But
oh, okay. 93, you can either just be stalled or you can fall off. And be stalled, you can then... then you get halfway up and then you get stuck and then try again. Or you can just fall off and then do something else.
I'll be stalled.
All right, you're stalled. Ugh. All right, so he's getting caught up in there untangling his foot. Yeah, so the one more rope.
This is off. Quite hard, Anderson. I understand you struggle with it.
Yeah. You could also... there are ropes. You could try and climb off halfway up the top of the mast. You might not have the clearance... to swing all the way over. So you could risk that.
No, I want to go up the top and all be right. Like the pirate books. I read an old.
Errol Flynn.
All right, so that's what Caleb's doing.
Who's Errol Flynn?
No, Errol Flynn would have been. No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't have.
Not 1926.
I'm saying it's out of character. Yeah, anyway, so
I'm going to do like I read in that Stevenson novel and climb up and swing across the rigging.
All right, so David joins you. Go and give me that climb check.
Or would have read in that Stevenson novel had I actually read the Stevenson novel.
Maybe but someone read it to you.
But it was full of dark knowledge.
Even now it haunts my dreams with stories about a parrot
and
a pizza that's late.
Anyways, what'd you get?
36 out of, you said, plus 10?
Plus 20. Oh, your climb check.
Out of 60.
All right, so you get to the top.
So he's climbing past me?
Yeah, he's climbing past you.
I paint the symbol on
him. Okay.
Yeah. I'll 6 out of 15.
You don't feel anything. You're too focused on climbing. You just, it's not the best eye. But
Omri was here.
Yeah. Aaron, what are you doing?
I will go ahead and take... actually, I'm going... Not instead of going up, but going along the grapples... But take that sword that I found and use it to brace myself as I'm going through. Instead of holding by my arms, use that to kind of pull myself along.
To do so, what? Are you climbing up the rigging?
Not up the
You're
rigging.
You're
using
across the sword to cross?
Basically, the flat end so I can hold myself on. Except
the ropes are about at railing level. So if you try and like slide across the rope to the other one, you won't.
It's not you're not elevated.
No, I know I'm not elevated, too. It's basically just a brace to help me pull along if I cave.
You can't.
As a tool.
All right, so I'm.
So
I'm,
just to recap,
yeah.
You're going to cross the rope by chopping into it.
And then no, he's up. Using the flat side. He's holding on to the blade with his fingers.
Oh,
yeah. And attempting to support his full weight.
Flat
that
end.
Is equally
there,
smart.
There aren't two flat ends. You're cutting into the rope or you're cutting into your hand.
Yeah,
if
you,
there's
you have
two
a
flat ends to the
well,
sword,
no,
it,
no,
it's
thought,
not a particularly
well,
good
no,
sword.
I thought on there I was looking on the end of it where it's like where it wouldn't be the sharp. The sharp end.
Oh, wait a minute. I think
so
I
you said,
but you
saying.
Have to hold your hand. Like,
instead
you have to
of holding
your hand.
Okay, well, never mind. I'll just do it.
Handle of the blade.
No, let me get the knife out.
Or the pointy end of the blade. All
right.
He's going.
So this is the saber. This is the saber, all right? So you got the handle right here. That's fine.
Fine.
You do that. Then you have to do this. So
I was
see,
thinking
that
the flat side, but that's fine.
Well,
it's fine.
Are you trying to like hold it like that?
Yeah.
Well, that would be like a strength times one because you can't. You're not.
Okay,
your
and that's fine. So I have
like
no
that.
Problem.
And the
that,
other
that
thing
was,
about that.
That was misunderstanding. I'm going to get mocked on this for the sword thing.
No,
that's
fine.
We'll move on.
It's a creative solution. If you had, if you didn't use the sword, like if you could look around for a metal bar.
Is there one there? Else?
There in the hole. There's a shitload of shit like
okay,
that.
Okay, then fuck that. I can't. The ships are going away from each other, so it's just time to climb. So.
All right. So you're climbing the rigging too.
Yeah, I'm just climbing across. So.
Dex times three.
Dex times
three. Or a straight up climb check.
Straight up climb check. That's what I'm doing. So
which one?
Climb.
Okay.
It's like 1 point higher than it, so.
Okay.
And I miss it by four.
Okay.
I'm going for a sword.
So what are you carrying?
Nothing else. I have nothing else on me.
Just your sword.
The saber that was holding, that was off to the side, yeah, so.
Well, yeah, I assume you have this, like, a sheath and a belt for your
yeah,
sword.
That's.
Okay.
That's on there.
So. All right, so you're climbing, and I'll give you a couple of options. You fail your check, so you don't get across cleanly. One, you could get stuck and then try and find a way, so you're just dangling between the two places. Two, I'll let you go across if you let your sword fall out, if it's sheath, and just fall into the ocean. I could let you drop, but close enough that you could then make another climb check to try and hold on to the side of the ship and someone could pull you apart. So those are your, some other, you don't quite succeed, but you didn't critically fail, so you don't just fall out.
So I'm stuck in the middle, more or less, so.
Well, you can choose which of the three sounds more appealing to you.
Would it be possible on that end, since I do have my normal sword with me, because these are probably huge, thick ropes anyway, so.
They're
for seafaring ones.
Yeah, they're seafaring. They have different widths of them. They're not like steel cables or anything.
True, but then again, my sword probably wouldn't cut through it easily.
What
so.
Is the gauge
certainly
of the
not.
Rope?
Okay.
Your saber is the enchanted one, right, from the first session?
I yes.
Think.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
You don't want that to fall in the ocean.
No.
You really don't
I'm
want
keeping
that,
so I'm not going to take a chance on losing that.
Okay,
so
you're not losing that, so you can either be stuck halfway, or you can be close enough that you fall, but you can hit the side of the ship and try and hold on.
And I'll try to do that then.
That's what you're doing.
Yes.
Double down.
Double down. So. All right. So.
Caleb's.
Read my phone.
All
read right. my phone.
Go for
and
it.
Not say a word.
So, and is this just another climb check or what would
yeah.
this be?
We're strength times three.
Strength times three. Yeah, that would be a climb check then.
All right.
That's going to be the potentially successful one. Nope.
Okay, so you slip. Fortunately, as you're slipping, you kind of launch yourself out. You hit the side of the ship, and I'll say you can hold on. But how many points do you have?
I have 12 right now.
Okay. I will say you can hold on if I let roll 2d6 damage as you hit your head on something. But you managed to stay on, or you can just fall.
I'll take the damage. Let's see.
All right.
Let's see how this goes if I kill myself.
I believe this is called double or nothing.
All right. Eight damage.
Eight, okay.
You hit your head on a part of the ship, part of the railing, splits your head wide open. You start bleeding profusely, but you hold on. Adrenaline's pumping through. You hold on long enough for the other crew members to haul you up. They start bandaging your wounds. I'll give them a 50% chance to heal 1d4 or 1d3.
Okay.
50. Either way, that would be a success. So
That's 1 point of damage. So you only took 7, and the bleeding stopped. So you're down. You they take you back to your cabin to let you rest for a while. All right, so back to the rigging. First Caleb, you're stuck halfway.
By the way,
this time most of the ropes have broken apart. So you can either are you just going to keep climbing up?
What are my options?
You can climb up. You could find a rope and swing off from where you are right now, halfway up the mast.
But that's probably not going to be far because it's further away than ever before.
Yeah.
So I'll climb up again.
Yeah. Or if you have some other idea, you know.
I make this one.
All right. So you'll get up just as David's leaving. All right. So David.
By the way, what happened to Rolf?
Rolf just climbed across the ropes. He's got sea legs. It's fine.
Oh, good. We didn't want to hurt the boy now, did we?
Yeah, no. He was pretty...
it's okay. You're protected.
Yeah. You see, actually, if Aaron had stayed halfway off, he could have tried to ask a crew member to help him off out. But he gung-ho'd that. David. All right. Two checks. One, string times 5 to just hold on.
No.
Okay. So you're letting go too early. Give me a luck check.
Easily.
Okay. You're just going to take D10 worth of damage as you miss. You let go. Fortunately, you have enough forward momentum, but you're just going to hit the railing on your back or something like that. It's gonna suck. You're not hitting the big pile of ropes that would be to break your fall or a crew member. So, full 10 damage. How many points does that leave you with?
4.
All right. Crew members go to you. They give you first aid. They roll a 1. So I'll give them a full. You heal 6 back as they are fucking. They have Dr. House on board, apparently. But you're knocked out for a while. Anyways, so we have Caleb. The ships are only barely apart by the time you get up there. So, 2 checks. 1 string times 5 to hold on.
Okay. So that's... Nope.
Okay, give me a luck check.
Yep.
Okay. Your luck check, you can either... one hit the water and then just have to climb up and hope nothing, you know, eats you. And then only 1d6 worth of damage. Or 2, you can just hit that deck at full speed.
I will hit the water.
All right. So that will... Actually, I'll just say it's a d4 of damage. So 1 point of damage. As you it's a hell of a water. It's a hell of a cannonball. As you hit the water, were you carrying anything?
No, I threw my lance.
Okay, you threw your lance. Your symbol is going to get all ruined. Anyway, the water's really cold. Give me a con times 5 check.
Yes.
All right. You don't go into shock. They throw a rope overboard.
How much damage did you do again? Sorry.
Just 1.
Okay. All right, now what do I do? Can I just climb up?
Yeah.
What do I
do? Climb.
Oh. Ooh, I'm not good at that.
40%. I'll say the rope has knots, plus 10%. Okay. I can...
help!
All right, there. You can either wood just have it hurt you as your hands get cut up, as you're getting scraped against the barnacles, as they pull you up. Or you can dangle there and hope nothing gets attracted to your flailing about in the water.
Well, I think you've made that choice pretty clear for me, Ross. I think I'll get hurt by the barnacles rather than certain supposed thing lurking in the water.
All right.
Certain barnacle versus uncertain
chocolate. All right, you take 5 points of damage.
All right.
You were cut multiple times as they drag
you. I'm made of scars anyway.
Yeah. All right. So
the silly question is, does he see anything in the water? Just kind of go, no.
If he looks, are you going to look?
Fuck yeah, I'm looking.
Give his butt in.
Let's see just how big the fishy was.
I fail.
There was something there, but it was just, it couldn't have been that big. It was just a tuna. It couldn't have been that big.
I had my symbol on it.
Well, it got washed off in the water.
Damn it.
Yeah. So that was a big day for you. A big couple hours. The crew's like, oh, see, bad omen. Oh, never go on a ghost ship. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're lucky to be alive. Hope their bad luck didn't... So it takes you a few hours before any of you are ready to talk, but eventually all of you, three of you, get back up.
During that time, can I make a spot hidden to notice what the heck?
Yeah. I would say between you getting patched up, it's rubbed off, like, and slamming onto the deck.
I'm painting it back on me.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, that's fine. You have paint. You have ink now.
Yay!
So the three of you.
Ooh, can I get a tattoo?
You could ask somebody. Yeah, I'm sure they could give you a tattoo.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So the three of you can meet back at Woody. You can talk amongst yourselves. You still have the mandala. It actually survived the impact on the deck. The glass shattered apart, but the mandala they just gave you, they thought they didn't look at it too carefully. They didn't realize it was made out of sand. It was holding together.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I put that in my bag.
Yeah.
Inside a nice little pouch so that it doesn't get, you know, messed up.
Yeah.
But I am going to mention it to the other fellows that are traveling with me, because I figure...
Well, you three talk amongst yourself.
Gentlemen, I found something weird.
Ooh, as that opposed looks pretty. To anything else.
So you show him the mandala?
Mm-hmm. Ow, that hurts. I'm getting my tattoo.
Are you getting the tattoo? Where are you? Where
on my arm, I guess. Wherever I don't have scar.
All right.
Chest on your arm. Put it right here.
There's a lot of scars on there. They would be hard.
Yeah.
Sagar.
Actually, wait a minute. Sagar doesn't like the eye.
Sagar is also an employee.
Yeah. Sagar's also getting paid.
Yeah. The customer is always right.
So that'll cost you a point of your credit rating.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I need it. My subconscious told me so. But what's this other note from my subconscious say?
The mandala?
Yeah, it's this note made of sand.
You can give me a navigation check.
Can I do that as well? Or?
Yeah, yeah, if you're looking at it.
Not the most learned of men, but
holy shit!
Yeah,
top 3 out of 10.
Damn!
All right,
that does.
You have a vision. You know that this is nearby.
That looks like a map.
Yeah, it is a map. There is an island near your location, and you need to go to it. There is a Nodens that commands you to go.
Ah, okay. Yes, there's an island that we must go to. Obviously, that's what this is for. Finding a map is a key part of the hero's journey. Look, it says right there.
So I don't see where this is. Is this taking us where we need to go to get home?
I assume so.
How exactly do you propose we persuade the nice Captain Aldous to take us to this island?
I'll handle it. He is part of me. I know best how to convince myself of things. I am an opium addict. We're quite good at that.
All right. So by dinner time, you're having this conversation around dinner time.
I will go talk to the captain after I get my
captain
tattoo.
Captain Aldous is eating, chowing down.
I have dizzy spells
in his cabin. You've had a bad day. He's like, yes.
Captain Aldous, may I speak to you?
Of course.
Privately?
Yes, we can go to my cabin.
Okay, so I'm going to take him to the cabin. Captain Aldous, I thought I should let you know something.
Mm-hmm.
My companion, what is his name, Akerson? I don't know. The gentleman who's so enthusiastic about learning navigation.
Oh, yes, the officer.
Yes, he's a good fellow, but we try and indulge him in his sorts. But he gets over-enthusiastic. It's why he's such a boon companion with other skills he's had a longer time to practice with.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid while you were up the deck earlier, he had a bit of time with your navigation charts. He tends to think he knows it all once he knows some of it. So I'm afraid your course is off by about so much. We try and watch him for instances of this like this. And if you just would adjust your course this way, we will be back on our original heading.
All right. Give me a...
That's a fast talk.
Yeah, give me a fast talk.
It's clearly a lie.
14 on 73.
You fucker.
That's an impale, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
You absolute fucker.
What? I told you I could do it.
Yeah, he agrees. He's like, oh, yes.
The best lies contain a grain of truth, Aaron.
Yeah. I will.
I did just see you with a sextant at one time in my life.
Yeah. So he orders a course correction. You're now heading towards the island.
Look on the bright side.
Everyone, if you,
it's all set.
If everyone just rests, you can just recover another hit point. Or if you want to do something else, you can.
Oh no! Yeah,
I will recover hit points.
All right.
Just
one for a night of rest.
Actually, I think I'm going to see if Sagard can show me a little bit more sword work, just because.
All right, give me another sword check.
I'm going into this expecting a bit of trouble. 48 over 21, so no.
All right, you don't have any sudden miraculous breakthroughs. No stand and deliver moments. For fencing.
I have to have these swords, man.
Yeah, it doesn't quite have the same ring to it. not quite the same.
I have to have these kids. Fence.
How much do you hate that movie?
We love it. Like, it's,
I do like it. We do enjoy it.
All right.
I have to kill these silos.
I had to kill these replicants.
Yeah, you don't remember that movie, but it was in it. So morning arrives.
As a matter of fact, I do remember. He's the one that made the origami unicorn.
Oh, yeah, you would remember that part, yeah.
Whatever the fuck that movie was about. There was some origami in it.
It was a very important thing. Important plot point. Yeah, never mind.
Boy, that's the weirdest Amazon wish list. Like, movies with origami elements. Like, that's a very specific... This caters to my taste. So anyways, morning comes. The three of you, what do you dream of as you sleep after seeing the ghost ship?
Doing more opium.
All right. Still the throes of addiction?
What? We were opium addicts enough to get pulled in by a space tong boss and forced to smoke moon weed. Like, right. Yes, I'm a hell of a fucking opium addict. And you should be too.
That's fair. I mean, that's one possible interpretation, Aaron.
You've made a lot of bad choices if you get to that stage.
This is true. This is...
But we can be different about it. We don't have to conform to your specific...
All right, so how are you different?
Actually flying... imagine dreaming myself in a fighter plane flying out over the sea and then seeing that ship rise behind me.
All right.
That's like from the depths trying to chase me
fairly
down.
Fairly ominous. All right. David?
Exploring the cabins and running into the Lady Lucille.
All right. You dream of what you miss the most.
Patron saint of bullets.
Yes, exactly. Hey,
don't you blaspheme the lady.
The...
Our Lady of Lead Poisoning?
Yeah. For each of your dreams, you have. I'll give you one more sanity back as you dream something that comforts you. You have an ominous dream. I'll give you +10 to listen and spot checks for this day. So it's just a temporary bonus.
Okay.
And for you, you have a more martial one. So I'll give you let you re-roll one attack for this day. It's a temporary thing. You're all awoken though at dawn. It's a sunny day now. The fog is lifted, but you hear a crew member calling out a ship in the distance. In fact, two ships in the distance. So you all run out. You don't need to make spot hidden. You can see them silhouetted against the sunrise, far to the east. The two ships, two black dots, one closing on the other one. As you begin to watch, everyone starts muttering. The captain yells to the crew to, you know, get the ship going faster. And they, as he looks at it on the telescope, so you can give me a navigation check if you want, or you can give me a listen check to listen in on the crew, or you can try and give me a fast talk check to try and get some information out of the captain. You only get one shot at that.
I will do a fast talk.
All right.
60 on my medium.
You made it. All right. Yes. He's telling the to actually go further away from the ship. The sunrise to try and get out of the way of a detection. You think because the position of the sun and where they are and where you are, you think the captain is obviously betting that they are so focused on that ship that they haven't
ignore us.
Yeah, that they haven't noticed you, and the captain's trying to avoid a confrontation.
Do you think it might be pirates?
Well, only one of you gets to talk to the captain, so did you make your fast talk check?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right, so the captain tells Caleb's character that, yes, it's that the Gold Ridge is being pursued by pirates. We can't get there in time, and we won't have a chance of intervening. No, you can have another one.
Okay, cool.
So much for the code of the sea.
Well, we can't throw our lives away for dead men, is what he says. Like, we can't get there to intervene while the other crew is alive or before they're captured. All we can do is throw our own lives away. We don't have... if they were closer, we might be able to help. But now, we're too far away.
Nodens will protect us. He sent me a sign.
The Aldous just looks at you oddly. So, as the next hour draws out, everyone's watching. It seems like you're getting noticed, but as the ships are fading into the distance, you can see the pirate ship draw or get within boarding range of the, and the two ships stop. As the you can you too far away to hear, but you're certain that the pirate ship is claiming the others, taking the merchant ship. The group mutters. Takes to getting the ship to go as fast as possible. Basically. I don't know any rigging terms. I'm not even going to try. Tack this, you know.
Because we will be...
Focusle that. Yeah.
No, yeah,
we'll quarter with the wind.
There we are.
I ran a Dungeon World pirate game while you were gone, and it was totally realistic. So... You should feel bad about yourself.
I should.
What have you? That's next, yeah, the giant skeleton that we all exist on.
Totally realistic.
Yeah. And you're going to talk. Your credibility was shot by me calling it a manta ray when it's clearly a giant sting.
megafauna manta rays do have stingers.
Speaking of someone who's actually
thank stinger, you. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Fuck you, listeners.
So the morning continues on for several hours. The entire race.
Well, we can't do anything about them poor bastards over there. Let's have some breakfast.
So the mood is grim the rest of the day.
Is there anything else I can learn from the Mandela? Like the Greek symbols?
Give me another. Do you have a cult?
I can't do Cthulhu Mythos?
Or Cthulhu Mythos, yeah.
I've been more higher than all right. 12. Which I don't really know the difference. Nope.
All right, you're studying it. And there's a message there, you just can't read it.
Would another navigation roll while looking at it reveal anything else, or...?
You look at it, you know, the captain's following us precisely. You're going towards the island.
So I realize this now. So.
Yeah, you realize it now.
That's like, what? Actually, I'll go up and ask him. It's like, Captain.
Yes?
What direction did you get? We're not going towards the normal port. Sorry, what was the city that we were heading to?
I don't know. What was it?
Lusk.
Lusk.
We're crossing the Sea of the Lost to go to Ulthar.
Thank you.
Well, the city's called Lulsk.
Okay.
The Cerurian. Cerurnarian. Cerurnarian. Sea is the ocean that you're on.
We're crossing continent to go to slightly less continents.
Yeah.
So, I know my knowledge is still rudimentary at best, but it doesn't seem that we're on the correct path toward Lulsk.
We're obviously taking a detour. We also drifted because of our dalliances with the ghost ship, the abandoned ship, before. Yes, we're heading towards Lulsk.
So he completely believes this, so...
Indeed. Well...
Well, where did you get this last heading, if I might ask?
I will not be questioned by a passenger... unless you, I know you are trying to master, navigations of a more advanced technology. That doesn't mean you need to question a more experienced practitioner.
Have you commanded the skies? I will not yell that, but hi.
All right, so, totally you can give me a psychology check.
No, that's a fail.
Okay, well. So.
What a dick.
Nah. You are still heading south by southeast. So, you're off. The difference is, one or two degrees. It's not like you're heading in a radically different direction.
Okay, so.
It's just, you're going slightly off to the island. So.
Of mystery.
You can give me a knowledge check, actually.
Okay. Yes, 53 out of 7.
You actually remember looking at the map. That the captain is using, the one in his cabin, that doesn't list any island in the middle of the ocean. So.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, I'll keep my mouth shut about this for a little longer. So.
Okay, fair enough. This is... alright, so the moon is grim on
the ship. You did ask me to redirect him towards the island.
Yeah.
Both of you did.
Yeah.
I said I could do it, and then I did it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a surprise to you.
Yeah.
Maybe a little alarmed that he doesn't know there's an island there.
Yeah.
But I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah. The only indication that there's an island there is the mandala, which you found on the abandoned ship.
Which we did, but you redirected us without consulting.
No, I said, should we go redirect that? And you were like, yeah. And I'm like, I'll go do it. I talked to David about it.
I don't believe anybody asking him what his methods were going to be before he sent us. I like this plan.
I'm goal-oriented, okay? Of it. Yeah. The goal was achieved.
Yeah. All right. So,
here's my head.
Midday, early afternoon, there's a call from the crow's nest. Land! Dead ahead. And there's a general alarm in the crew. What the fuck? We shouldn't be at Lulsk yet. And they look at the telescope, and they can see that there is... A fucking island. You can give me spot hidden checks.
Okay.
I make it.
Yes.
Made it.
you see an entire island.
Well, it's what you're pretty far away from right now. And it's not really an island so much as it is a fucking, just a giant, a rock. The ocean beats relentlessly on the sheer faces of rock, long since rendered razor sharp from the surf. It is a mountainous, just rock jutting out of the ocean.
Hi, Cthulhu.
There's nothing green or growing on it.
We send Tom and Drew's characters first.
They're still in dream comas.
I can poke them forward at the end of the lance.
attach to the sticks and make them meet marionettes going forward.
There's a general consternation about what this means and what's going on. The captain is staring at through the telescope for a while. Is clearly still mulling over what to do about this island because this is really fucking weird. He's never seen it before. So, are any of you going to talk to him and try and influence his decision, or
let me try to fast talk him?
Okay.
Congratulations, Captain. We found a place where we can resupply. I volunteer to be part of the boarding party because I'm... Or shore party, whatever you want to call it, because clearly I'm not much use out here.
Yes,
and you're going to need somebody out here on this boat who knows how to sail it on account of the fact that we're going to be... You want able-bodied crew over here. It worked for the ghost ship. Why won't it work over here?
Okay.
On this island.
Give me yeah.
For the nope. boat that runs off of granite. Yes,
well, I was thinking about just avoiding it entirely. It doesn't look like we'd be able to get some supplies from it. It looks like a rock. Doesn't. I mean, we wouldn't be able to get fresh water from it. It doesn't look like. I doubt there'd be a spring in the middle.
Which is in all likelihood true. However, you said this wasn't on your chart. So, if nothing else, it may prove worthwhile to explore it for future vessels to make sure if it needs to be avoided, we can avoid it.
Okay. Give me a persuade check.
Okay. 21, yes.
Okay. He says, well, we'll sail around it to see if there's anything of interest. And if it looks possible, we can send out a I'm not going to risk the ship itself, but we do have a dinghy we can send you out on.
Yes, the longboat.
Yeah.
Send us aboard on the longboat.
So they sail around. It's quickly because of, there are no exterior landings.
I told you I would take care of it.
There is, it looks like there is a cave, you're at low tide, that appears that, you can take into, the interior, of this place. So there is a tide, there's a cave, well, why don't you go in the dinghy? I mean, the cave, however, is large enough that it opens up in the ocean that you could actually take the entire ship into it. But the captain's like, well, why don't you send in the dinghy in and we'll... Sagard, you go with him to see if it's navigable. Fine. And Rolf's like, well, I'll go. I'm no coward.
Good boy, Rolf.
Yes.
Good. Chance to prove your mettle, boy.
Yeah, he's not getting any free lessons from him anymore. So the five of you are loaded down on the dinghy, lowered into the water. Give me strength or con times five checks. You gotta fucking row that thing.
Do I have to row that thing?
Yep.
You're gonna make the teenager, the old man, do it.
It's my dream.
Well, I guess only two people have to do it, so you can have.
Yeah,
some.
I think I'm gonna kick back. So.
All right, you made it. Did you make it?
Made it.
All right, so yeah, David and Aaron carry the weight. What other? What are you taking with you, by the way?
My only possession is the lance.
What you could requisition?
Well, I have 27 in that. I've got nothing or anything else.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just going to spear things.
You're just going to spear things. Have ineffectually.
Yeah.
Is your favorite singer, Britney Spears?
Let's just...
Are you sure?
Well, we're behind.
No.
I'm hungry for some pickle spears.
Oh, spearhead. Yeah, very good. All right, so you have your lance, you have your saber, and you have a knife and a sword.
Yeah.
All right. Any other equipment?
Two swords, really, because I've got that strange green blade that's been in the sheath the whole time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then I've got that saber that seemed to... It was rusted when I found it, but it cleared up.
I thought Aaron was the one carrying that one.
No, Aaron's got the other saber, the one that intuits direction.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, sir.
There were three swords.
Yeah.
Two of them magic. All right. I mean...
Three of them are...
I know me some spells.
Yeah. All right, so...
I have artifacts, whatever that is. Whatever a keem is.
I will look that up. So, the five of you head into the cave. You can give me... let's see here. The cavern continues on for a way. Into the pit, you can see that there's a vast interior lake. It is... plain that the Nameless Loch is not a mountain, but was instead at some time a volcano. You can see... Give me spot hidden checks now.
38.
All right, that's 38 as well.
You see rickety pilings and wooden shanties overhang the vast interior. They're not obvious, but yes, and wind their way up to the lip of the cone, nearly 1,000 feet above. However, you can give me a... They're way pretty far above you. You can give me a navigation check.
Okay.
Or a natural history check. Or a spot hidden at -20.
I'll do a natural history.
33 for
Odd 6 out of 10.
Okay. Those of you who make it, you realize you've entered here at low tide. And there's quite a bit of vertical distance between where you are and where all the shanties and dwellings are. So whoever lives here waits for high tide and then just ties up.
Parallel parks.
Yeah, parallel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can either wait or you could try and... there are some rocks around that you can try and climb off your dinghy and...
Do we have rope?
You do have some rope in the dinghy.
Though, how...
if you tie up your dinghy as it is, it's going to, you know, sink when the tide rises. I mean, or the rope's going to rip apart.
And the cliffside, it has to be just completely slick from erosion.
Can I tie...
No, it's actually quite jagged. And you can, if you give me some butt hints, you can try... There might be... I mean, they had to get up there the first time somehow. So, like, you could probably find a way...
12 on spot.
There might be some sort of goat's path or something like that that might... you did make it?
Yes.
All right, so you look around and you actually see there... Yeah, there probably would be a way of climbing up there. Of course, not entirely safe, and you don't have entirely the best track record with climbing. So you could wait. You could try and climb. You could ask Sagard or Rolf for advice.
Estimation on when high tide would come in?
Hour, 2 hours? Hard to say.
So,
do you think the captain will be anywhere near that patient? Sagard, what do you suggest?
You get a strong sensation that you must get up there.
I knew that.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to tie a rope to my lance, and I'm going to try and throw my lance at the underside of the dwellings.
This is going to end well.
I miss.
All right, you miss. But then you feel, give me an idea check.
As the lance falls back towards us.
I don't.
Okay. You feel like you're missing something. you feel frustrated, but there's, you're just on the cusp of something. You need inspiration. You need, then you get a sense, no, that can't be right. But no, what if, you need to draw a new sign, of Nodens. To provide inspiration, but you need... You don't have any ink on you. You didn't bring any. You need something to draw with.
My blood is off limits.
I don't think I'm that crazy at drawing. We gotta save some. Yeah. We're gonna peak on crazy.
Give me your blood.
Wait a minute.
I want to try and throw the lance one more time.
Okay.
Because it's tied to a rope.
Right. Oh,
wait a minute. You've got a symbol right here. A brand new one, a fresh one. All you need to do is uncover it.
I don't think I'm even wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
I do make the throw check at 17.
No, I will say you are. Yeah, guys are wearing shirts unless you specify otherwise.
All right, I show off my tattoo. All
right. You do that and you feel...
I'm flexing it.
Strange words. The domicile. that you don't even realize you're saying, but you say them. Go ahead and mark off 2 magic points.
Ooh, I'm magic.
And the lance flies in the air. Remember, the shanties and stuff are 1,000 feet above. Or they wind their way up to 1,000 feet above. It's at several hundred feet up, but you're inspired. And the lance flies as though being held by an invisible being all the way up. Long enough for you to for a rope, so you now have a rope all the way up. Everyone else, give me sand checks. Fucking Lance flew up in the middle of there. Ralph and Sagard are
That
was odd.
If you fail, it's 1 sand.
That was odd.
And yet you figments insist that it's real. Yeah. Such is dream logic, I suppose.
So, all right. It's quite easy to climb. Climb plus 30.
I still fail.
Yeah, it's 70%.
I didn't fail! All
right.
Ought 7.
All right, you're fucking ninja.
Yeah, 67 out of 70.
All right, so the three of you climb up. Are you going to try? What are you telling Ralph and Sagard? They're kind of freaked out by the whole...
Come along!
All right, give me a fast talk or persuade check.
You must have seen stranger things in your time.
I don't persuade or fast talk.
Come with me.
No.
Learn the truth.
You know, I hate to tell you this, but I don't think your methods work that good. Let me try the easy persuade. Now, I'm sure you think that that is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Would anybody believe you if you told them?
Yeah, no. There are dragons in the world, like scary tentacle dragons. They're crazy. They're giant spiders.
So if there's giant, scary tentacle dragons and spiders and all of that, what makes a man who can throw a spear just a little bit further than somebody else all that weird?
Because he was chanting in a strange language. That's what priests and wizards do. Those are scary. They steal men's souls.
Oh, I don't think he's in any risk of stealing his soul beyond his own.
So tell you what. Would you rather be close to him so that you can see the crazy that he does and anticipate it?
All right, I'll give you a fast talk at a minus 10.
Or would you rather...
It's not the best pitch, but you can give it a shot. Minus 10.
Nope.
They are not motivated.
I am the chosen one!
Not helping!
All right. So Aaron, are you going to try and persuade them? Or are you just
I failed on my persuade, so...
All right, all three. For some reason.
You don't even like... You're just like... No.
I have nothing.
Like, come on! Adventure? No. All right. Whatever. Peace out.
All right. One thing, though, before we go up, just look. Will you at least stay here for us so that when we come back?
Sure.
Well, you've got passage paid on the boat.
Okay, so it's a long climb up, but you're against the wall, so you can, you know, use your feet. So you're Batman, Adam West climbing up.
Does anybody appear in the window ever coming up?
No, you'd be so fucked if that happened.
Guest star Cthulhu!
No, Galaxy is off. Bye, I'm the gate. Alright, so you continue up several hundred feet.
I don't know, Pastor.
When you look down, you're like, oh wow, that boat is very tiny now. But you continue up.
We're not looking down.
You eventually get to where the spear, your lance, is firmly embedded into the wooden railing. And you hoist yourself up. And you can see you're sort of in a vertical kind of shanty town.
I will tie the rope off and take my lance.
Okay, so after everyone gets up, you're there. But
while they're climbing.
Make you care about this. Yeah.
I hear nothing.
Okay.
Oh, listen?
Yes.
I listen to the shit out of that.
I hear all. 17, that's an impale.
You hear voices. Many sets of voices. There's some talking in a low language. There is in the distance playing to moan, with that David hears. Then there is a shrieking occasionally. Then there's a low guttural laughter, especially right after the shrieks. There's the sound of dice being thrown about. That's very close by. Actually reminds you of the port. The men talking, drinking, planning, scheming. No fighting, but there's also men being in pain and being made to suffer.
I wish I knew what that thing said on the map. No. Oh well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Here there be pirates, maybe.
So, that's a pretty safe bet to make. You're in a pirate fortress. You have several options. You can, of course, sneak around. There's one little shanty right next to you. You could peek into that without having to make a check. Or at least one of you could. What do you want to do?
I'll peek into the shanty.
Are you peeking into the shanty? You can see three men of various, all are heavily tattooed and scarred. Some have strange symbols tattooed on their bodies, and they are quite
tattooing.
No, they're quite intent in a game of dice.
So, silly question, Todd.
So there's three of them.
Are these three guys in this room coincidentally the same size as the three of us?
Give me a luck check. Well, these guys are shirtless, so for the most
29.
Part. But there are rags out and of, clothing and piled in the corner.
What do their tattoos look like?
Give me an occult or Cthulhu Mythos.
Nope.
I don't see any eyes of Nodens on them.
Definitely not any eyes of Nodens.
What is it they're betting on?
You can't see. They're all crowded around it.
Let's say so. Okay.
You'd have to get closer or get them to move aside. You're right next to the shanty. You're next to the window of the shanty. You can then look down the street. You look down the street. You can see that the avenue goes to the left or the right. David can tell that the moaning came from the left. The shrieks came from the right. There's a ladder that goes up. You have to cross the street to get that to that, though. You don't see anybody in the street, though. So it doesn't look like they're expecting visitors. So you, at least on this level. So go, yeah, the shanty town goes up. It's mostly
so hard. Here's our options. We can go to the left and follow the moan, go to the right and follow the scream, climb up and see if we can find more information. Or we can get the hell out of here like the sane and rational act would be. I don't think we're going to take that last choice, but I thought I would mention that it is a possibility.
Well, considering he thinks that we're still in his... That's like his dream. That's like might as well go forward.
I'm just climbing up.
Okay, so you're climbing up to the top?
Yes.
Okay. So the first level, you can cross the street very easily. It's, you know, there doesn't look like there's many people here. Aside from the three gambling, it doesn't look like...
But they're out.
Yeah.
Because it's low tide.
You go out and then go to the next level. Again, all of you can hear the moaning now. And then you can see that there's one more level above you. And this one looks like, to the right, you can see lots of little shanties. Looks like more of like a barracks or sort of communal living area.
And that's where the screaming was coming from.
Well, that was below you onto the right. So that's you're on the second level. The third level, so you can go up one more. There is one guy in the street, though. Looks like he is carving something into the wall. He's chiseling it out with like a...
Sneak check.
Spot hidden.
Yeah, plus 20 on that, because he's... Dunk, dunk,
dunk, dunk, dunk. Yeah, made it.
Okay. I'm saying back. Okay. Very good at sneaking.
All right. So you could, of course, sneak up and stab him.
Darius not snuck up. All right. So.
Spot hidden, what's the symbol that he's carving in?
It's pretty clear what it is, but you need a cult of Cthulhu Mythos to recognize it.
All right.
I can't see it from
since
where
I'm stealthy.
Yeah, you can see it too.
Hand, knife.
Okay.
It'd probably be prudent before we shank a bitch.
No, David's going up with a knife in hand, so unless somebody does something to stop him.
When in doubt, snap the brother of the meth dealer's neck.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Okay. We'll play it your way. I'm just hiding.
All right, David stops. Maybe stabbing him won't be the best idea. All right. So the three of you are in the second level.
I've seen the error of my ways. Stabbing is not the answer.
You can't make Caleb, it. You can't tell what the symbol is.
You plan.
Can I try a cult and Cthulhu Mythos?
A cult won't give you specific information, but yeah, you can try.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah.
At least tried it.
All right. Occult? Yes. Move past.
Ought one on my occult. Out of 25.
Okay, you actually, yeah, specifically remember that one symbol that he has carved before, not the one that he's carving right now, but it's hieroglyphic in nature, Egyptian. You said you've heard it before, that it's a pharaoh's symbol, one who is, you swear somebody told you was banished from history, but you've seen it in some shop in New York, a juju shop or something like that. But he, yeah, definitely a pharaonic symbol. Pharaoh who had a bad reputation. Yeah.
That's not the symbol he's carving right now. That's just one to the side. The big one that he's carving right now, you don't know. That would require Cthulhu Mythos.
And, yeah, let's go ahead and keep heading up, so...
All right, you head up. You two can. Caleb would have to make a sneak check to get by him.
Oh, I gotta make a sneak check?
To get the ladder. I mean, he's near it. He's got his back turned. You said you have a plus 20 bonus. But if you fail, he'll... Yeah.
It's gonna be bad. I totally fail!
All right, how badly did you fail?
59 out of 30.
All right, so... You start walking, and he just seems to notice motion by his peripheral vision. So he starts to turn towards you. So you have an instant to act before him. You're about 10, 15 feet away. You notice that there are things you can hide behind. You could try and jump to cover. Out of his line of sight, you can jump back to where he was. If you jump back to where you were, he won't see you, but he'll start looking around to see what it was. You think you could jump forward near the ladder and cover. That would be another sneak check. Or you could attack him. He wouldn't be expecting that. Or you could do something else entirely. You have one action before he acts.
I will jump back to where I was.
All right, so you jump back to where you were. He doesn't see you, but he gets up, looks around, starts walking by you. So... You two need to climb the ladder or to get out of his line of sight or make a high check to stay on this level.
Climb.
Alright. So you don't need to make a, you just need to give me a luck check to climb without making a sound.
Okay.
Climbing.
Without some.
54, made it.
Alright, so no rungs of the ladder squeak.
23 out of 80, so all right. I made it.
They both climb up the ladder.
What would it be to hang off the ledge?
You're fine where you are, unless as long as you stay where you are.
Oh, I thought he was looking around.
He was looking around, but you're pretty well hidden.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stay.
So you're just delayed. You're just separated from that. So you're waiting for him to go back. You know, he went to cautious, not full on alert. Okay. So in Metal Gear terms, yeah.
Snake.
So you just have to wait. You just have to wait for his pattern to reset.
Gonna suck if I die. It's not a good name to yell. Herzenstein. Yeah. Herzenstein!
All right.
Darlington!
So, Aaron and David, you're up on the third level. You look around, you can see there's a large sort of structure built with more care. It's still wooden. Actually, part of it's carved into, it looks like it's a crude stone structure that they've carved into the side of the interior of the volcano. They spent a lot of effort on this. More of the symbols. You already failed your checks. It's the same symbols that the guy was carving. Looks like there's some sort of offering by the front of it, like in a little bowl.
Is there anything else we can see on this level?
Give me a spot hidden check.
Okay. With the same bonuses?
No. That was just to sneak by the...
66 out of 70.
I still made it. I still made that.
It's a base chance. I'm sorry. Well, with your daily bonus, yeah. Your daily bonus applies for the rest of this
session. No problem. I just want to make sure. So, yeah, I succeeded. So
you both succeed?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, there's a guy in gray robes, almost camouflaged, sort of meditating in the front of or near the temple or what. It looks like some sort of religious structure.
I mean, it's all made of wood, right?
Most except of the shanties are. Yeah, except the thing that's carved into the side.
Yeah.
Also, by that temple, there are steps leading up, which you can see lead up all the way to the top of the caldera. So, off to the left, you see it sort of goes off to a... But if you go off to the left, it's sort of an open area, but you have a view of the entire shanty town, so you can see anything you missed.
Taking us past the guy who's meditating.
Well, he's off on the right.
Okay,
so it's just left and right. The thing, because now you're near the top and there's no more ladders leading up, but the left is open ground, so you have to make a stealth check to get a look without the priest noticing. You know,
why don't I try that?
Okay,
I'm a pretty stealthy individual. 3 out of 75.
You are the knight. It's still day, but you are the knight. In which case, he notices you because it's very obvious. Anyway,
God damn it, David.
Yeah. So you sneak up.
Cataracts!
Yeah, so Aaron, you're just chilling out.
Yeah, at this point, just waiting for him to see, because the only thing otherwise... Or actually, look around to the right. Can I hear, with a list check, can I hear what the, is the person who's meditating saying or chanting anything?
If he is, it's way too close. You'd have to get closer.
Okay, and that would be a sneak check, which is...
Standard.
Inadvisable for me, so...
Sure.
Spot him for anything else around the area, so...
Sure.
Which I failed at.
So. All right, well, there you go. David, you get up there. You can see both the levels below you. Off on the second level, off to the left, it looks like they just have some structure, some sort of like warehousing type structures where they are like, they don't look like places people live, but where they store certain things. They have locks on them. But on the first level on the left, where you hear the moans, you can see that they dug a pit. And in that pit, you can see the tops of chains, like chains bolted to the wall. It would be a safe bet to place that's some sort of prison that they have for prisoners. So, and there are a couple of guards there. A couple of pirates are there. They leering down at them, chuckling. Then, yeah. So, anyway.
All right. So at least we know the source of the moans.
Yeah. Anyway, Caleb.
What can I do?
All right, so you can make another... He basically went back to his thing and reset. So you can, again, make a plus 20. He's gone back to chiseling. So plus 20. You could go back down and try and find a disguise to get past him. There were piles of clothes in that first shanty. You could try and like reach in the window and grab that.
That's more sneak checks.
Not necessarily. If you just wait long enough, they'll leave or be distracted enough that they won't have.
They won't pay attention to their clothes going out the window at all. Really?
I will do that.
Actually, well, you realize. You can give me an idea, Jack.
Yes.
Those clothes aren't their clothes. Those are probably just like clothes of their, you know, victims or just spare clothes or things like that. So you could grab an extra cloak or something from that and not be noticed. So you're going back down to grab a cloak?
Yes, I will grab a cloak.
All right, so you can either make a sneak check or just wait. If you wait long enough, you'll succeed automatically.
I'll wait.
All right, so you wait. So you're just watching for them to leave, basically. So anyways, David, you see that, the layout of the place, basically. What are you going to do?
Quick sketch of it on paper.
Do you have art?
Actually, I don't.
All right.
So, this is going to be a first for me.
Okay.
Ten. Since it's base five, nope.
Yeah. Squiggles. You're not a cartographer.
I know what I like.
Yeah. The modernist would like you. but you are not that.
If only I'd read them books on art.
So,
oh, well.
So you can go back to where Aaron is.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could climb down if you wanted to. Just jump.
Well, let's head to Aaron's location.
All right, first. So you head to Aaron's location.
Okay.
Let him know about seeing the slave pits.
Yeah, slave pits on level one, or a pit that has prisoners in it.
Is the keen thing that heals us?
Yes, that is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Let me
it says 32 heals on it. I don't know if that means so.
That's 32 doses. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. That's like an herb. How do you what the treasure? Oh, Keem. Just K-E-I-M.
Mm-hmm.
I will say each of you can... each dose heals 1d6 per day. So I'll just let you each... If you want to use three doses, you could each heal a d6.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
So mark off three doses.
Oh, I have all of it? Okay.
Yeah, there's boxes, yeah. It's like a gray, it's a moss you apply.
So could we have done that day
before? Yeah, that's what
I forgot about the sword too, the direction. I I did too. I put it on the ground, and it's more or less just to let us know where we're supposed to go.
It points to a specific location.
Okay.
So...
So it won't be... It's not multi-purpose, so...
You don't know. One of the sailors just heard the point. It points to the nearest safe port. So in this place, it's pointing towards Losk. So.
Okay. So, yeah, well.
This is not a safe place?
Safe port.
Weird.
Yeah, weird.
Okay. Huh. To be honest, how many volcano bases have ever been safe?
Yeah. So.
You know. Whenever I think safe port, the first thing that comes to mind is
I wait to steal clothes. Pit.
Okay, so you steal clothes. However, at this point, you notice the water is beginning to rise up. In fact, you look down, I assume you look down, and you can see that there's a large ship coming up.
Oh.
It's passed up our ship?
Well, unless your ship saw it all coming towards them and bugged out.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah.
They're well and truly fucked.
So, they don't know you're there.
Should have not insulted Rolf.
Which time?
Take your pick.
waiting to steal these clothes.
Alright, so you steal the clothes before the ship appears. As the three men begin to, like, they know... Oh,
I look at the sheet of paper. Does the sheet of paper still say the same thing it originally said?
Yes.
Okay. Way to go, Nodens.
Yeah, Nodens. Well, you have to be tested. You should prove it worthy.
All right.
So, so you find the clothes. With the clothes, you can get by. The guy doesn't notice you as you walk by or doesn't seem to pay attention. All three of you meet up. Unless you two are doing something, if you two just waiting for...
Well, I did want to get a little bit close to the guy who was meditating, see if I could hear what he was saying.
I wasn't saying anything, as far as you can tell. So,
I was waiting just on lookout because I sneaked horrible and I don't want to get caught. So. All right.
Is there a lantern or a torch or anything?
Yeah, there are torches and lanterns around. You can grab one. It's still daylight, but yeah, it is getting dark.
All right, I'm going further up.
Yeah,
so you got to have a plan.
Terrible plan. Is it a cunning plan?
Probably not.
All right.
So tell me of this plan.
Tell forward, Baldrick.
Things that are on fire collapse, and things that collapse fall down. And things that are underneath the things that were on fire catch on fire. And those things collapse and fall down. So I think the key to distracting them is going to be setting the fire as high as possible.
So your plan is to burn the potentially pirate village and the volcano to the ground.
Well, there's a ship coming in through the port. I imagine Rolf and our old friend are either hiding or dead. And I imagine that's going to be our only way to get out of here, is to steer that ship. So I would prefer it if there were no pirates on that ship when we came down there to take that ship. It's more like we're replacing the pirates. We're the new pirates. I wonder what that says about.
Yeah.
That I find this to be an appealing scenario.
Or we could... Which... Mass pirate genocide aside...
Really? Is it really genocide if you're...
Well, that looks like a horrible slave pit. So
that is a horrible
slave pit. That is a horrible slave
pit. I'm going to go ahead and say that my subconscious finds these to be representations of evil. And that I won't feel terribly guilty.
So basically you're saying it's perfectly fine to commit atrocity as long as we are committing said atrocity against rather atrocious people.
But wouldn't the slaves...
Rather atrocious people who aren't real. That's the key.
Ah.
Yes.
But if, say for instance, these were real people...
Oh, morally despicable.
Absolutely.
Well, and also, wouldn't the... Isn't it somewhat reprehensible to burn even imaginary slaves...
I'm not trying to burn the slaves. I'm trying to escape.
And in doing so, the slaves are just going to be, what, collateral damage?
I will likely forget about that part of the dream.
or it will, I will see it vividly, and it will be made to represent something about my. Yes, that's. I mean, why have I imagined you doing opium? I mean, I imagined that if I were imagined you, that would be one of the prime appeals of the drug.
Go imagine dragons.
All right. Yes.
It's all right, let's go set this fire.
Now, Aaron, be careful. We don't want to get all radioactive on each other.
Oh.
I know.
Yes, make Caleb sad.
Muppet death fights. All right. Death matches. All right, so who is doing what exactly?
I am climbing up.
You're on the third level. You're all on the third level right now.
Is that the actual peak, like as high as you can go?
No, there are a set of stairs near the temples that lead up all the way to the lip.
Is there anything wooden up there?
You don't see anything from where you are.
And do we have to go past the? Do we have to?
The only structure on the third level is a stone temple.
Okay. Could we possibly climb down the volcano? Is that possible?
Like on another side? Yeah, give me spot in check.
Is it too jagged? Was it too jagged when we saw it?
Spotted. 56 out of 78.
Actually, it looks like on the other side. Now, the pirate shantytown does go around a ways. It does look like there is sort of a, not quite a path, but it does look like it's not, there's one area on the other side that looks possible to climb down, like from platform, not quite a platform, but sort of like outcropping to outcropping. So,
well, that's another possibility. We could set the fire and use it to cover our escape and go up over the top, thus blocking them from pursuit. Yeah, of course, that would leave Ralph and our elderly friend to their fate. But hopefully they've hidden or abandoned us already. But that's up to you. That would be extremely dangerous. We would have to hide and get around the masses of pirates pouring upwards to put out the fire.
Well, if we get up into the onto the stone walkway and go into the temple, so that we could hide, that could hide us easily enough while they're
But Rolf and our elderly friend would almost assuredly die.
Well, unless they've already escaped.
Yeah, unless they've already escaped.
Which it's likely if that
I'm not quite sure what I've imagined would happen.
Yeah,
if that's the ship is
considering my mother, they'll probably die if we don't help them.
Oh, you could pray for guidance.
Do I have anything to draw with?
Well, no, you have the tattoo. That'll work.
All right. Nodens? And got anything?
All right, give me an idea check.
I don't make it.
You don't make it, you know you can't just leave. There is something you have to do here.
God damn it.
I've got an aching in my heart.
Well, and do, sorry.
If you share this with the others, I'll let them make idea checks.
Playhouse, I feel like I need to do something here, obviously.
Yeah.
But they should probably infer that.
49 made it.
Well, if you wanted to find his crazy theories, being guided by Nodens, you were on a ship that was obviously attacked by pirates. It was a ship of priests of Nodens, and the only place you haven't really checked out is the pit where they hold prisoners.
We haven't checked that one, but we also haven't checked the source of the screaming.
Screaming comes from somewhere in the barracks, which, sounds pretty. You could try that too. So,
but we can go to the pit and see if we can get one of those guys. So.
All right. Save them, and then we would have a chance to save Ralph and our companion. So, I say we be daring, as I have imagined this fantasy adventure, and that's obviously what I'm yearning for. In terms of escape is release. So, we set the fire, we hide as the pirates pour past us to put it out, and hopefully we get to the slave pit before it inevitably cascades down the mountain and burns us all alive.
The slave pit's on the left. If you set the fire on the right, it won't.
The slave pit's on the left on a second level down from us. We're on the third.
Yeah, it's on
the left. It spreads on the third, and shanties start collapsing. But
there's nothing on the third to set it on. Like, the only structure on the third level is the stone temple.
There's no wooden... Okay. Yeah. I thought there was wooden structures on the third level.
Well, there's like a wooden ladder, but that's about it.
Well, then, we set it on the right.
We're leading up to the...
Somebody goes to set it on the right. I will go try and free the prisoners from the pit.
I think I should probably be the one to go to set the fire, because...
You are rather sneaky.
between the three of us, I think I'm the only one that'll make it back.
Which is a horrible stereotype I must have of Americans. I should examine myself for that.
All right.
And I can go examine the temple wall.
Well, you have to get past the priest.
So,
You could be trapped by the fire if you stay up here.
At this point in time, what is life but risk? So I can try to go ahead and knock him out, at least knock him out with the butt of my sword.
I must subconsciously yearn for your death. I keep on putting you in implausibly dangerous scenarios.
All right, so who's doing what first?
I'm going down the ladder, and I'm heading towards down. The pits.
All right, so you're heading down to level one. All right, what are you? You're going down to level two.
I'm going
two.
To be heading to the right. On level two.
Okay.
I believe that is also towards the barracks.
Yeah, that sort of seems like the main...
To set the fire.
Yeah. To set the fire, and while I'm there, I am going to investigate the source of that scream, because that doesn't exactly sound pleasant.
Okay, so that's
Aaron,
a sneak check for
you,
David.
Are
you
going off
David.
By yourself?
Why wouldn't I?
Okay. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
You make it. All right. So don't you start sneaking
there's
around.
There's no reason to change at this point.
All right, so Aaron... they too could climb down the ladder and disappear from view. You are going to sneak up to the priest.
Yeah, so
he's meditating, but he is facing you, so it's a standard sneak check.
Yeah, and I have 10% of my sneak, so well.
Yeah.
Although, actually, what would it? Would I get any? Can I possibly get any other bonuses? Possibly just for surprise if I just run up and try to clock him instead of just any kind of sneak. No, I...
Nick Cage the shit out of it. Fuck you, monk!
Wow! I just steal the Declaration of Independence.
Why am I wearing a bear suit?
I'll let you have the first attack.
Okay.
Bees.
So this will be at least just this will be just punch. So since I have more,
I'm sorry,
you're not using the sword.
Well, I have the sword, but I'm just trying to knock him out instead of just full on killing him. So. And also,
right.
And I have a better chance to hit than I do with the
second. Oh, so. Get ready for the shit to hit the fan, David.
All right.
You know, I'm reminded of a couple of dogs in an attempt to punch. And the results therein.
Yeah, David learned his lesson, Aaron.
Just do it. Just roll them.
56 out of 60. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you hit them. All right, roll damage.
Thank you. It was 1d3.
Yeah, it's 1d3 plus your damage
bonus, which is 0. So
yeah, so 1d3.
So you slap the monk.
Two.
Rather fiercely.
How much?
One.
Yeah, it was 1. So
1 point of damage.
Hi.
You run up. You're at the element of surprise. And you. He hits you. Hit him with a glancing blow off on his shoulder. Like you don't even hit him in the head.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can. Punch me in the ear.
All right.
Who punches someone in the ear?
He is so surprised, but not so surprised that he doesn't act. So he is going to
lift that. BFG, you didn't
see. I can't watch it.
You will stay.
I can't watch.
What's
I already know how this is.
He yells out, "Intruder!" He is going to spin this round going for a weapon under his robe. It's a voluminous robe, so he doesn't attack this round. So,
okay.
So he won't draw it, and he won't be able to use it until next action. But he's going for, hear the sound of steel passing the sheath.
Okay. Then I will make an attempt to go ahead and try to use the sword now.
Okay.
So, see how this...
All right. Minus 10, so if you're drawing it this round.
Oh.
It's so a sword, 18. And you ran up the punch of you're in kind of close to it.
That's true. Well, I was about to say, yeah, for...
He lost his entire action drawing his weapon, so you can still attack. It's a minus 10.
Okay. Well, let's get 18. Let's see how this goes. damn, if it was minus 10, I would have gotten a 21.
Close. So he looks even
now
more confused.
Sword?
Yeah, he switched to the sword.
You challenged him to a duel.
That's literally what he did.
Your praying offends me, sir.
All right.
Swords are done! Take your
All right, sorry, next was my, I'll say white is high.
Head slap.
Okay. He has 60% in knife, and he hits. So you can parry at full.
All right. And, I'm sorry. Was that just full dodge?
You can dodge or parry. Dodge, parry would be with your full sword skill.
Okay, I'm going to have dodge. I'm going to have a higher dodge anyway, so.
Okay.
See how that goes. No. I get hit.
All right. So... he is, fortunately, you, the reason why he doesn't go on pirates anymore is he's the old and feeble one. So he has a minus 1d6 damage bonus, so he only inflicts 1 point of damage as he barely nicks you.
Okay.
So this is, this is literally what we have. So you two, are... I'm sorry. It's pirate number one.
It was monk slapping.
Yeah.
How is that not funny?
All right. So
I'm not saying it's not funny.
David, you're looking around. You find a couple of pirates who are sleeping in a haze of alcohol or drugs of some kind.
What?
David finds it, not you.
Damn.
Yeah. You're going off to be a hero, remember?
Well, I don't want to.
So, that's Bob. So that's all that you have time for before you hear yell up above you, intruder! Some of the pirates begin to stir. Not all of them. Some of them are too doped out. So you can see that there is a lantern precariously perched in one of the cabins. You can go and knock that over. There's a stirring pirate in it, so you'd have to make a sneak check to do that. Or you could try and set your own fire off. That'll take more time, but no one will notice you.
All right.
If you just want to be quick and risky, or safe and slow, or if you want to keep looking around, you haven't found the source of the shrieks yet. So.
Oh, we're going to find the source of the shrieks soon.
New shrieks, not the old shrieks.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to find the difference between. So,
all right.
I think at this point we're going to have to go with plan A, A for arson.
Okay, I like that.
I'm going to sneak in and knock over the lantern.
Plus 10 to your sneak check. The guy's waking up from a haze.
80 out of... that's 80 out of 85, so yeah.
Barely. All right. So you... tip it over. Fire catches on...
this is a dream! What?
All right, so the fire started.
What was this?
It's only confined to one shanty now, so you can try and start multiple fires to make it out of control. Or, we'll get back to you. So Caleb,
I'll be right back.
You've gotten down to level one when you hear the shout. Mm-hmm. Pirates start rushing out. They start rushing towards the sound of that, so nobody's called you on your disguise yet, so I assume you've gotten voluminous robes and you're just, shuffling around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my... walking lance.
Yes, you're walking lance. So you do see that there are two guards there at the pit, and you can... so what are you doing?
So they're standing over the pit?
One's sitting down by the side of the pit. The other's leaning across from the pit, leaning against the wall of the volcano. They're both obviously been bored. They've been there a while. But they'll see you approaching them. You're walking straight towards them.
Do I know what language they speak?
You do. If they speak the same language as the people of Inukwak, you can do that at your education rating. Education times one. To pidgin speak, basically. I mean, you've only been there a few days, but you picked up enough words to do that. Many people in the Dreamlands do understand English, especially educated people. However, they know that's not a native language, so you would not pass yourself off as a pirate. So that's true. So what are you doing? How are you approaching this? You can be silent.
English is not the
lingua franca
term for that they would use.
They would not use English to speak among themselves.
Okay, I know what I'm going to do. Would this be a fastback check? I don't know. I'm going to run up to them in a panic.
Yeah.
And we hear intruder and smoke and stuff, right?
You don't see the smoke yet. You do hear intruder.
I'm going to yell the word for dreamers, which is dreamers.
Yeah.
Because that's how they refer to us, and that would be the term. So.
Okay, dreamers, I'll let you know.
So would that be a fast talk check?
Like, that would be panicked. A fast talk check at minus 10.
Okay, I will try that. That's my best chance. 22 out of 63.
Okay.
Dreamers! 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 Right.
One of them gets up and rushes off. The other one starts talking to you very fast. Give me an education times one to try and understand it. You don't understand a single word they're saying. You pick up words. He's obviously giving you direct commands or saying something. You realize they're not... Both of them weren't going to abandon the pit, obviously. There's a reason why they were signed. So maybe he's telling you to stay there. Maybe he's telling you... you're not sure what he's doing. So
we were standing at the edge of the pit?
The one who was at the edge of the pit ran off. The one who was leaning across... So he's like 10 feet away from the pit. Is staying there, and he's up in your face. So you're about 10 feet away from the pit. So you're not next to the edge.
Is he gesturing as he's giving me?
He's gesturing like up there, over by the pit, several directions. Down.
I'm going to run over and look over the edge of the pit.
All right, as you do so, you see there's a single old man in there who...
There's one old guy in the pit?
There's just one old guy on the pit, but you see he has a very large tattoo on his hand of an eye.
Man, I thought there were going to be way more people in that pit.
And he yelled, then he sees you. And then he starts screaming, which you could obviously tell are obscenities at the guard, and starts just trying to like get his attention. The guard rushes over, starts yelling at him, then like takes out a whip. So the guy, yeah, you can make an attack with a plus 20 bonus.
Did you get anything,
man? 97.
97. Give me a luck check.
Wow.
Did you fail?
I did. Fall into the pit.
And the priest rushes over to you, or the prisoner rushes over to you. The guard just
the hell.
Then it's just like starts laughing his ass off. So he is quite.
Do I still have my lance?
Give me another luck check.
I crit that one.
All right, the lance falls into the pit. He starts laughing, but then he sees the pit, and the guard yells something out, then starts backing outside. You need to give me a dex times 5 check to try and get up and throw the lance at him before he gets
out. So I gotta make a dex check, and then I have to make a throw check?
Yeah.
I make the dex check.
All right, give me that beautiful...
One.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I made it by more. I have 16 because I'm in my weird body.
Yeah.
And then I go try and throw. Got to get under 30. It's going to go well. Nope.
I'll let you read that you didn't roll that at all.
15.
There you go. All right, roll damage.
I need a
D8.
Give me a D4 and I'll times it by 2.
Yeah, there we go.
Or here's an 8.
No, there you go.
What's your damage bonus?
1d8 plus 2 plus...
Your d damage bonus.
1d4. So you need a 4-sider, too.
So 2, 4, 6.
6. It sticks in him. He starts screaming. He staggers back away from the pit. You wounded him. He's not dead yet. The priest, the prisoner rushes over to you.
The other priest.
He starts speaking to you in a tongue that you don't understand. It seems both higher and lower pitched than what the human ear can perceive, yet you seem to understand his intent. He then grasps upon you, onto your, he just grabs hold of you,
Okay. And hey, buddy.
So, what are you doing? So, he's just chanting and holding on to you.
Can I put him on my shoulders? Like he can climb out of the pit?
He's got an iron grip on you, so he's doing that for him. Give me another Cthulhu Mythos check.
Yeah.
Oh, you understand that.
At 6 out of 27.
Oh, you understand him perfectly. Lord Odin's, you have granted me my boon by sending me a vessel for vengeance, so I may destroy, smite these accursed foul things of Nyarlathotep. Give him strength! Give him my strength! Let me empower his rage to destroy them! As you understand that.
Great.
Yeah. Then you feel burning sensation on your skin. Especially
when you have a lot of rage and no skill with a lance.
Pass out for a moment.
The dream one's Hulk.
So we'll get back to you, David. Aaron. Let's go ahead and let's have a couple more rounds.
So, Aaron, it's your action.
I will go ahead and make my
monk fight.
Monk fighter. That is as impressive as you think it would be. So, go ahead and make another attack with a saber.
All right.
Let's. 16 out of 28. I hit.
Okay.
Huzzah!
He gets a chance to dodge. I was going to use a fight. White is fine. He fails, so go ahead and roll damage.
Okay, 28 plus 1. 9! Actually 10. Take that back.
10.
10.
You smote him! You smote him good. Good job, you've killed an old man.
Hooray!
What are you going to do?
Search him. Before I do anything else.
Okay, you start searching.
As the pirate horde literally floods towards you.
There is always time to loot the bodies.
Head down.
There is nobody.
Why did you even go up here?
I don't know. Who's going to check out the temple?
I am still going that way. But
okay, as you're patting down the body, you hear him whisper something as he's dying.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that's he had a knife on him.
Okay.
He also had a necklace around him that had the same symbol that this card all over the temple. But that's it.
Okay.
That's second round.
So,
are you taking any of that?
No.
Okay.
Leave there and running up the temple steps.
Running up to the top of the caldera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't question anything. Just go.
Alright, you start running at the top.
Also, it's come to my attention, this is a stone temple, and I'm a pilot.
Really?
Minus 50 to every roll forever.
Okay. David.
I succeeded. I got the reaction.
You set one fire. You haven't been noticed yet. What are you going to do?
Alright, let's move from plan A to plan B. B is for burglary and further arson. Setting another fire in another building.
I can tell your character doesn't read. You're really playing this authentic, man. All
right. Did you make your sneak check?
A is for burglary.
No, B.
Yeah, he said B.
It's a
burglary and also arson.
And further arson.
And further arson. All right, so 20. You sneak up. So you spin this round.
You couldn't do burning?
Sneaking up. Are you going to? So, are you going to look for another light fire source that you can just kick over, or are you going to try and set your own fire?
I figure it's easier to find one that's already there, like a lantern perch.
All right, give me a luck check.
Yep.
44 out of 80. Just find an old man to make you the avatar of his vengeance.
All right.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, you...
Well, that's plan B. I got a lot of alphabet to go before that.
You find a... You detect you, like, off to one cabin, or one little shanty, you can see another lantern. But off to the left, you can hear the... You can smell burning meat. Somebody's got a fire going. So which one are you going to go to?
Let's go to that one.
All right.
Burning meat sounds like a good idea. All
right, so you head over. That takes another round. And you can see... Two pirates rush by you. They don't notice you. They heard intruder. They're going up. Weird. So they do that, and you head for it, and you can see there is a metal container holding a bunch of hot coals, and there's a lot of pokers in them. And you look over, you can see a young man who's been strung up to the ceiling, and he looks like they've been poking him with red-hot brands, and he is passed out from the pain.
So would that be the source of the screaming?
That would be a safe bet to make. And he, you can study him. He looks like a mess. You're not sure. Or you could, I don't know, do whatever you want. What do you want to do?
Well, first things first, I'm taking him down.
Okay.
I'm not going to leave him strung up to the ceiling.
Okay, so that'll take you around. All right, so Caleb, you wake up. The old man is dead. You feel a little strange. You can hear groaning coming up from above you. As you hear the other guard is getting back up. You didn't kill him. So you can try and climb the pit before he recovers.
We'll do that.
All right. Or you can just leap right out.
Plus 20. Okay. It's just like one of Howard's short stories.
All right, so you climb up easily.
Good plug.
Yeah, we're at the end of this far, right?
You have a revelation. Your mind floods with divine knowledge. As you see, the man before you is a servant of Nyarlathotep, a foul, debased man who must be struck. You realize your purpose. No matter what disguise they may employ, every servant of Nyarlathotep is now clear to you. You also realize simply touching a servant of Nyarlathotep with the intent to cause harm will smite him, causing a powerful harm to him. However, this is very damaging to you. Every time you use it, you have a chance of losing a part of your own essence. So it is a risky strategy. But also, time is you realize you also have the clarity. Every time you fight, you have a chance. Every roll to attack, injure, or outperform a servant of Nyarlathotep may be rerolled. Once it fails, each one will cost a point of sanity as time seems to slow around you. So the lance is at your feet. You pick it up. The guard gets ready to defend himself as he's bleeding from a stab wound in the chest. What are you going to do?
I will throw it at him again.
All right, go ahead.
Odd 8 out of 30.
All right. You don't even need the purpose. Nodens is power of Nodens flows through you. Go ahead and roll damage again.
Is my lance suddenly a trident? what's that? 8
10.
10?
Quite dead. As he falls to the ground.
So he is not just merely dead, he is quite sincerely dead?
Oh, yeah. So sincerely dead. but though you can see the ship rising, in the distance you can hear some sort of cry and a hue has been raised. You can also see beginning to see smoke rising up.
So the ship is rising up towards us?
Yes.
I am going to run madly towards it, screaming Nodens, I guess.
you're not invincible, so...
But they're not up towards me yet, right?
Yeah, yeah. So are you climbing up to the second level to set fires, or are you going to...
I'm going to... is there a lantern near me?
Give me a luck check.
Come on, Nodens. Don't let me down.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, there is.
And there are barrels and things, I assume?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to run to the edge before the ship gets up to where it can dock. Okay. Set a barrel on fire.
All right, so you're
kicking those bastards down
it's
on
it. It's on like Donkey Kong, quite literally.
Yes.
all right, so sorry. All right, give me
now. Okay, now, what are we going to give you... crap about your out of place reference.
Nodens is sees the
I did not say Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
So I'm perfectly in character.
You are. So go ahead and give me a Dex times 5 check.
I impale it.
Okay, yeah. First one, you set it on fire, kick it over, and it the pirates are just kind of like, okay, oh my god! It lands on two of them. It explodes, showering them with wooden shrapnel. And they start...
Time to take it all day today, isn't it, Steve?
Oh god! Yeah.
I mean, oh no, it opens up! Yeah. It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
It's hard to swear.
It is.
It's hard to take Niall Leathertap's name in vain.
Yeah. Just the way he likes it. So back to Aaron.
Thank you, work for it.
You run up the steps to the top of the fucking caldera. You're at the top of the mountain.
It's like Benny Hill does Cthulhu.
You, in the distance, you can see several other pirates who are climbed up to the third level, see the dead priest. They start. They look up. They see you. There's no way to hide.
They're putting two and two together.
Yeah.
You see the wheels turning.
They're like, oh, we should go there. So you get to the very top, and you can see there is a stone altar. And it is covered in blood. Like old and recent-ish blood. There's also chains, like manacles. This is clearly a sacrificial altar. But for what? Give me an idea check.
I'm going to guess it's probably humans?
Let's say it's another Hotep. No. I have no idea.
Okay, well, no. Yeah, no. It's clearly they're sacrificing humans. But what are they sacrificing the humans to? That's the question.
Well,
are they just...
considering I heard him dying, whispered
Nyarlothotep.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe, yeah. All right.
The god of long final size.
But why take it all the way up? Anyway, so you're looking at this. So...
is there anything else on top of the caldera, or...
besides
the altar?
You know, I have this thought in the back of my mind.
Way to not see things coming, Detweiler.
Yeah.
So your player has slapped the monk. Where's that branch of the flowchart, man?
Oh, yeah. Off in the distance, you can see a cave that is near... well, it's not that far. But there is a cave. And you actually... yeah.
Oh, sprinting off to that cave.
Yeah, all right. So, you're rushing towards the cave.
There's also the Yakety Sax up here.
In the cave, go ahead and give me spot hidden check.
17. Hell yeah, made that.
All right, give me a sand check.
Yay! 26 made it, actually.
All right, you can see a horrible monster, which you cannot recognize. Actually, no, you do recognize it. It's the same species as what was chained to the galleys of the black, chained to the oars of the black galley. Although this one has some sort of spear in hand, is yelling at you or sort of chanting something in a
Donna Stommers-esque tone. Set me free, why don't you?
Let's see here. I didn't expect you to rush towards. Well, they were.
Ross always really expect.
I know. It is right now. I
always expect the unexpected.
All right. So you're going to cast something, some sort of spell. I'll just say there are three pirates behind you. And the horrible moon beast in front of you in the cave. You, yeah.
So which is it, Aaron?
All right. The lady, so your options are.
There's a Shoggoth on the ceiling, and the volcano is exploding below. The cardinal directions are full of star vampires. Where do you go now?
The first thing you should do is shit yourself. Right. That's not an option.
So you can go back. You do have the higher ground on the pirates, so you could try and use momentum to knock them down the staircase and arrow Flynn it. Because sure.
Fight like a Batman serial. Just fall at them.
That would clearly work. Two, you could just jump and hope you hit the bottom of the pit, like the water, which is rising up, and hope you don't smear yourself from the sheer height. That's a couple hundred feet drop. If cliff diving,
I think you're cliff diving, Aaron.
Or you could fight the moon beast.
Good idea.
Which is a great plan.
You could surrender. I don't know. What do you want to do?
That's not an option. It would be interesting because I can hear it casting the spell behind me.
You can tell it's chanting and gesturing towards you. It's not going outside of its cave.
And so I'm wondering I would love to time it to such a point where it completes it, I jump off the cliff, and it actually hits the pirates instead. Whatever.
If you don't know what spell it's casting.
I have no idea what it's casting, so...
you don't know how long it'll take.
Olympic,
I grab my sword with my bare hands.
Olympic. Olympic. No, yeah, Caleb, I think you're right. It's Olympic cliff diving time. So.
Olympic cliff diving. Oh, wow. All right.
Maybe Sochi Olympic cliff diving.
This is. Yeah.
It's cliff! Jump off! What you want?
All right.
It's over now. We can actually insult.
Oh, you always can play.
You sheath your sword.
Lazy American.
You sheath your saber. And give me a jump check.
Salute and see you at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. As you're jumping off, cross your ankles.
Yeah.
You're less likely to break your legs.
Gonna fail this roll, and it's gonna be.
Give me a jump check.
We're gonna add another one to the Arlington. Another
really
eternal,
did
another eternal flame.
Not make the right choice coming up here.
This is more entertaining. I'm a good.
What happens happens. Give me a jump check. Jump check is 50%.
50.
I think. I mean, there's,
no.
It's a skill.
Oh, 25. No. So,
oh, you didn't
base make... is 25, and no.
Okay.
No.
How much did you fail by?
A lot. Okay. Let's just say that it's 88. I'm...
All right.
You are welcome.
It's like a fetish with you.
All right, give me a luck check. Let's see where you land.
Luck can only do so much.
Well, you're not. You missed. You hit the pirate.
Either it's water or that.
No, you're not hitting the water.
I made 65 on the dot. So I
made your luck check.
Yes.
All right. I will say you hit level 3.
Would you like a blindfolded cigarette?
No.
Give me.
Give me a dodge check.
Okay. Oh god, I didn't break anything.
This is to see how bad the fall is. You hit level 3.
Okay.
That little over.
You are a merciful GM.
I am a merciful GM.
Glancy would have killed him on the boat.
Yeah.
That's Glancy though. 25 I actually make it. So.
Alright, 25. Alright, so this will only do 1d10 damage from the fall.
Only
As you skid, you fall, you jump so short, you just start skidding off the side of the mountain cliff.
See you, pirates. Laura! It's like a Leslie Nielsen movie.
You only take 1 point of damage. This is...
How the fuck?
However,
I am a figment of your imagination.
You're on level 3. The three pirates aren't that far ahead. They're on the staircase. They start running up. So you're going to have to fight them or outrun them. So anyways, all right.
He's got the guy down.
I might still bite.
All right,
him at some
so
point,
you get the guy down.
Uh-huh.
He's clearly passed out. You can't make a sneak check and then move with any kind of speed with this guy.
Okay.
He's a fairly large dude.
First aid.
Okay.
See if I can
figure
out how
wounded
he is.
I would have been
in
that game. So.
41 out of 65.
He's been tortured pretty extensively, but they were clearly wanting to keep him alive for a while. So he would be weak, and you're not sure. I mean, if you want to, you can try and wake him up and have him move on his own, but it might just be easier to carry him. But he's not like, you can move him around. He's not going to die. He's been branded mostly. He doesn't have any bleeding wounds or anything like that.
All right. Is there anything around, like a cloak, something to help cover him up, or am I just going to
be
taking...
Yeah, there is. You can cover him up. So if you just want to, and yourself, you can both do that. If you just want to try and
get
disguise
him. Get an outfit. big thing of coals over.
Well, yeah.
Okay, on so that's out, your
kind of kick.
Yeah.
So you just kind of hide in plain sight.
Pretty much.
Okay. So you do that, and that'll take you a little while. Caleb, you've killed the guard on level one. You've thrown the first barrel over. I'll give you a chance to throw two more barrels. Same thing.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah.
I hope Noden's like this. What do I roll? Dex again?
Yeah, dex times five.
Eight.
Oh, so that fails. Bounces off the side.
And 98.
All right. So they got organized pretty quickly, and you're only able to cause, like, you don't damage the ship any further. So it's coming up pretty quickly. So you can see. Yeah, David, you're kicking over the coals after that. So you're setting two fires. So that's two fires that you've set. Some of the buildings do start sliding off by the time, though. So, David, give me a luck check to see if they want any of the shanties hit the ship.
Nope.
Okay. Well, you set two fires, so you get another roll.
Okay.
Are they followers of Nyar Lothotep?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That
could... Everyone there is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Can I use Lucille's Blessing for that first roll? Does that count as combat?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. So I've got one that hit, and the other one also hit.
All right, so several shanties. All right, so now the other thing is, are you going to be focusing on getting him down to level one, or the tortured guy, or are you going to... keep setting fires.
Well,
because he's really slowing you down. You're not going to be stealthy and setting these. So you set your two fires. Are you going to set any more,
gentlemen? What do you think?
It's your choice. You're by yourself. No tacnet. You really want to ask advice of Aaron?
That is a wonderful point.
Hey! All my sentiments are sound ones.
Aaron still has to kill three pirates.
Convince them you're the fire inspector.
Honestly,
it's all according to plan.
Aaron lands on the little overlook on the left side of level three.
The drill is going accordingly.
The pirates are on the stairs above him. By the time Aaron climbs back up and gets on there, they're going to be able to on there. So there's no way you can get by them. You're going to have to fight all three. So unless you jump off again. Yeah.
Do it. It'll work.
Go to the next level.
All right. So that's your. First off,
gonna take the third option. I'm gonna try one more time to see if I can wake this guy up.
So you're staying with him and trying to slap him up. All right, wake him up. All right. So that's all you can do by the time the ship will get to the top.
I know an elder sign, right?
Yes.
So how you would elder signs are like four nodens, right?
They're protective. Yeah, they're protective against like servants of Nyarlathotep and that kind of thing. So, but they're not necessarily limited to nodens.
Okay. So I know how to like. Do I just draw that, or after we'll cast it?
It's a draw. Yeah, you just spend the magic points in sanity.
Okay. What I'm gonna do is that. So there's shanties and stuff like in the dock that they are gonna land.
Yeah, level one.
Before they get level with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw the Elder Sign. I'm going to take my cloak off and lay it across it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to, like, warmonger, stand on the other side with my lance.
Okay.
Like,
okay, you can do that. Elder Sign will cost you sanity and hit points. Or, I mean, not hit points, but...
magic points.
Magic points, yeah. Elder Sign.
I'm trying to figure this Cthulhu sorcery thing out as I go.
No, it's pretty... Actually, that's for a permanent one.
So I can't do that? Okay.
No, well, this book has it. There's another version of it that's like a temporary thing. I'll say it costs two magic points and two sanity. And it's a temporary one, so it can be destroyed or easily.
Hopefully it will destroy some.
Permanent ones cost power.
like permanently give up power to cast, but those are like, you know, carved into stone, or in a necklace that stays forever. Anyway, so you're doing that. You give me another first aid check.
No.
Okay, you can't wait anymore. You've been tortured good. So,
ride him down the tidal wave of
Burningwood. as you're up there, you can see that two shanties fall on the pirate ship. That causes a lot of damage.
That's good.
You can see, though, however, as you're carving, drawing the sign out, and you cover it up, there is, I guess, their captain, a very large, like, heavily scarred man, is chanting on the deck of the ship and looking down as he's doing so. Anyway.
Come on, Lancey. Go, Lancey. No, Lancey. I lost my lads.
So you didn't figure out what it was?
Oh, I was supposed to figure it out.
No. What skill were you using?
I was throwing a lance at him.
Oh, so you throw your lance away.
Yeah.
All right.
It goes. It makes me sad.
It does. So it misses.
How's Nodens feel about all that chanting?
Oh, yeah, you could spend a sanity point to reroll that, remember.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
Fly true.
I got one left before I go crazy.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Yeah, I don't make it.
You can keep doing it.
Go on.
Double down.
I survived a fall.
No, I'm crazy now. Nope, more crazy.
Well, time keeps rewinding and happening again. That would get on you after a while. So, all right. So,
what happens at five? I take a temporary, don't I?
It's five at once or a fifth in an hour, game time or less. So,
what's
yeah.
A fifth of 85?
17.
Well, I haven't taken more than 17. Yeah, let's go for it. No, I'm just going to stop. All
right.
I'll just throw that
one. Keep gambling. All right. So you... He's chanting. You throw your spear, or your lance, and misses, and it goes clattering off somewhere.
So the boat is level with me now, and
it's
fire.
Leveling up. Anyways, but it's heavily damaged, and like
I'm just going to run after him and jump on the boat.
All right,
I'm going to note and said he'd protect me and smoke some dudes. So all right, I don't want him summoning.
All right, so now we have to do this, Aaron. You versus three pirates. This. Yes. They're really want to kill you.
I'm gonna slap you.
We're doing this in order of decks. By the time you get up and you have your weapon out, they've run back down the stairs.
Okay.
What is your dex?
13.
All three are going before you, because all three of them have a dex higher than 13. So let's go here. So you can dodge one of their attacks if it hits, and then you can parry the other two.
Okay.
So you can parry as many times as you want.
And parry is just my favorite skill, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So they are using their cutlasses. They have their swords coming up. That would be one hit.
Okay.
And a skill of 55. That's a miss. If they roll 95 or better, it would be a critical fail. It would be a 94. And that's a miss. So one hit. So okay. Are you going to dodge or parry?
I will dodge that.
All right. Go ahead and give me that.
16. Made it.
All right. You parry it. All right. So there's three of them facing you.
All right. Question. Are there any ropes around?
Any ropes?
Yes.
No, not on level three.
Okay.
You can jump down. You're
just
near the overlook.
You're land on level two.
Yeah.
How far, actually, to be honest, how far is level two from level three?
It's about 40 or 50 feet. I know 30 to 40. It depends on where you land. If you land on a roof, it's
grapple 20. One and ride him down.
However, as you look down, level
like
two.
Skeleton luge.
Level two is starting to be on fire. So it would be a 20 foot drop if you land
fire.
On the roof. If you're unlucky. If you fail that jump check.
If.
So, if you make a jump check, you could land onto a safe roof and not take any damage.
Pirates are fireproof.
But they will follow you, of course.
Well, it is. I mean, they're full of rum.
What's your saber check?
It's 28, and my jump's 25. It's negligible. It's going
to... No, but you have to make 28 three times as opposed to 25
one
time.
So...
Well, that's assuming you kill them with one hit each.
Yeah exactly.
Not likely. It wasn't an old man, so... you know what? Jump.
Okay, jump. 25.
25, we're going to see how this goes.
And they will follow you, but they'll have to make the same 25 check.
78.
All right, give me a luck check.
Okay, so I jump into fire.
No, something bad happens. It just depends on how bad it is.
Bad, and 11 on my luck, so that's a...
Okay.
I think he might have impaled his luck.
Yeah.
It's, you still failed. That was the, you failed the jump check, which is important. It's the... really, it's how much damage you take, basically. Okay. If you critically failed, yes, jump up.
Like, critically succeed on my luck,
yeah.
So...
All right, so you only take 1d6 damage.
Unlucky bastard.
Yeah. 4 damage.
Okay.
So what are you down to?
I am down to 4.
4. All right. All 3 pirates are going to go. Let's see. Pirate number 1.
Are they jumping after him?
Yes, of course. They're crazy cultists of Nyarlathotep. They don't give a shit. And if he made it, they're sure as hell.
Well, they went down the stairs last time.
Yeah. Well, no. The stone stairs up on the top. Yeah. So
I thought they'd be rational. They're like, I'm not jumping down there.
Fuck that.
Take the stairs.
If he made it, it's obviously safe. All right. First guy made it. Second guy missed, so he'll take it. So third guy missed. So 2 of them missed, so they'll be out of commission for a bit.
Okay.
So third guy's right on you. In fact, you fell to the ground as you... And he made it, so he's going to get an attack on you.
Okay.
While you're prone. And he makes it exactly.
Damn.
So you can dodge with at half. Or parry.
Would be parry at behalf.
Parry, no, I'll let you parry at normal.
Okay, I'll parry at normal then.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, that was a fail.
Let me fall in peace! All right.
So, that is a cutlass, and he is... 6 damage. So that puts you at what? -2?
-2, so I'm all right, away from dead. So
you're unconscious. You scream out, alright, so, but you're on level 2. David, as you fail to wake up the guy, give me a spot hidden check.
Failed, David.
Made it.
Alright, you see what happened. Aaron jumps down. Get stabbed by a pirate.
Jumps!
Alright, there are 2 pirates that fell that are stunned. They're not dead. But, and then the other, third pirate, or the one pirate, So, you have your wounded guy that you're carrying along who's unconscious, and there's also Aaron who's just been stabbed. So, what are you gonna do?
Set the unconscious guy down.
Yeah.
I hate to have to do this. I really hate to have to do this.
Okay.
No, you don't.
All right. Any chance of sneaking up on the first one before he coup de grace Aaron?
I'd give you a sneak at half if you want to do that.
All right.
Get that half that fast.
Let's see if I can do it then. Nope. So, not going to be able to sneak fast. So he'll.
All right, you have a choice. You can either be slow and give him an action. You don't know what it's going to be. Or you can just fuck it. And run up.
And brute force him.
Fuck it. Run up.
All right. Just get an attack. He gets a chance to dodge, so. Okay, sneak.
Nope. That's a miss.
All right. He misses. He turns around to engage you. Let's see here. That will be a hit. What are you going to do?
Parry it with my knife.
All right.
Nope.
All right. He's happy. He's on fire today. 5 damage.
Many of his friends are literally on fire.
Okay.
You can give me, actually, Aaron, give me 2 luck checks.
Okay.
This is to determine what happens to Pirate 2 and 3.
Succeed on that one.
All right, so one Pirate 2 is out.
Okay. And that fails.
All right, 99. Pirate 3 is back in. He's fine.
He's now wearing power armor.
All right. He's angry. You made him angry.
How did he get the power loader out?
He took no damage from the fall, so he was just stunned. So, all right. So, two pirates are now in the game.
You're welcome.
All right, Caleb. All right, you're rushing up onto the deck?
Yeah, did I have a chance to finish my Elder Sign?
Yeah, where were you painting it? On the ground?
On the dock.
All right,
where I thought they would run at me, but I don't want guy to cast the spell.
So. All right, so you rush up. How are you going to distract his spell casting?
I'm going to jump on the boat and punch him.
All right, give me Dex times 5 to see if you make it.
So what's 16 times 5 again?
80, I believe.
Okay. So, yep.
All right, so you make it on.
Yay for Gladiator. All right,
you need to make an attack roll to hit him.
Fuck you, Gladiator body.
You're right. You miss. He finishes the
spell. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
16 out of 50.
All right, so you punch him?
Yes. All right. He is a worshiper of Nyarlathotep, so...
Yeah. Are you smiting
him? Yeah, I'm hoping Nodens wasn't bullshitting me about the smite right. thing.
Yeah, roll... get the dice out, roll 3d20.
Oh, shit. Is that what happens to me or him?
You're going to find out.
My God.
3d20? That seems excessive, Nodens.
That was the god of 100, not the god of pussies.
Nodens only believes in smiting once. Once.
28 damage?
Alright, you. Son of a bitch. Annihilate the pirate captain. And a flash of light is leaving him nothing more than charred bones. The pirates, for some reason, failed their morale check.
Can't imagine why.
As they scream.
I have a tattoo.
And jump overboard or jump away from the ship. The ship is yours, so...
the burning ship?
Yeah, the burning ship. It does have a dinghy on it.
Yeah. Let's get that undone.
Yeah, so...
Can we even make it out now that the tide's in?
Well, that's... No, that's an awkward wait for the tide to come back in, but...
Well, we could get to the lip and then try and swim under.
Yeah.
But I don't want to swim all the way to the lip.
Yeah.
It is volcano-sized.
That's another way. You could.
Are Ralph and where's Ralph and the old guy?
You don't see any sign of them.
They abandoned our.
You could try and search the whole of the ship. Maybe they're captive in there, or maybe there are other captives in there.
Good idea.
Okay.
All right,
I will do that.
All right, so you start doing that. Your friends are fine.
What the fuck am I going to do for them way up there?
All right. So, David,
I covered their escape with an elder sign. Like, nobody's going to follow up that way. All right.
So, Aaron, I'll give you one last chance. You can make a con times 5 check to act, but every action will take another hit point.
Okay.
Actually, it'll take another point of con.
If he takes another hit point, he's dead.
Yeah. So... Or you can, so give me a contact 5 check. Or you can just say,
if you
screw
get to
it.
Me, I can heal you.
Yeah.
But good. Kind of.
Wait a minute. Don't we have that thing where we can spend our sanity to heal ourselves? Didn't we all learn that spell early on?
If it's not on your character sheet. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
If you didn't write it down, yeah, then you forgot it. It was in a dream.
Yeah, the only one I know is no gates and no earth in the dreamland. So.
Yeah.
I have moss.
You have the healing moss.
True. But
moss.
So it's con times 5.
Con times 5.
Okay. Make it. 56.
All right. You get up. It is excruciatingly painful. You don't know why you're awake, but you are. You lose a point of con already, just permanently.
Okay. Wasn't smiting people supposed to do something to me?
Yes, it will. I'll give you the first hit for free, but from now on, everyone. After that, it will cost you something. Permanently, so okay. You can't don't go nuts with it. You'll find out what that is next time you use it. You're up. Every other action, so you can act for now. You're really in bad shape. David, what do you? There's two pirates now. So what's your dex?
My dex is 15.
15. So, you are going... The first pirate is going first, then you, then the second pirate. First pirate will hit you, unless you can...
Parry with the 9.
All right.
Nope.
All right. Ouch. How many hit points do you have?
I'm at 9 right now.
So, now you have 2. It's a d6 plus 2.
All right.
All right, so your turn.
All right, let's see if I can manage to stab him.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
And 13 out of 55 is...
He fails.
Okay.
His dodge.
I was trying to think, is 13 out of 55, is that an impale or...
No, that would be 11.
Okay. So, need to borrow a 4-sider.
55 divided by 5 is 11.
So that's 4 and 7 damage.
7 damage. All right, you strike him. He's not down. He has more than 7 hit points. Aaron, well, no, the second guy is going to... And he misses.
Okay.
They're both attacking David. So, Aaron, you can get up. What are you going to do?
Bind your wounds?
I can do first aid. I can try first aid myself, so...
All right.
Let's see how that... Although I'm sure that's going to be at a negative, though, because of...
I'll say you're ignoring the pain right now. You're in shock.
Just jump again. You'll be fine. There's only one level left.
You're just ragdolling.
You can do it.
You're just ragdolling.
59. I missed by 4. So.
All right.
Not a critical, but I've done... So I probably would have done damage and slid myself back into it. I would have killed myself.
All right, so David, Aaron's kind of stumbling around. You're facing two guys with swords while you have a knife. You can make a run for it and maybe live. I'll give you a luck check. Actually, I'll give you a luck check. You help somebody, so let's see.
43 out of 80.
All right. You hear a scream, but not like the scream of pain, but like a scream of rage as the man you helped... out just it screams incoherently and just tackles one of the pirates, the second one, and just knocks him to the ground. They both are thrown into a burning shanty. So it's just you and the one you stabbed already. So he's going to attack you. So now it's just one versus one.
Thanks, all buddy.
Right. Yeah. And he misses this time.
Crit right. Misses.
No,
oh,
why
is it?
Yeah.
All right. Gonna see how well I can do with the knife. Thing is, I've got two swords at my hip, but I'm way better with a knife than I am with a sword.
Sure.
So, that's a miss.
All right. Aaron, what are you going to do? You're on the prone on the ground. You're just...
Why is that all in there?
I'll try one more.
Rub dirt on it! Yeah.
73.
All right.
Scary saving Private Ryan.
That's it.
Yeah. Aaron, give me a contact 5 check again.
Sorry, contact 5. No, I do not make that.
Alright, you black out again.
So.
good turn. <Yeah. laughs>
Alright, the guy barely misses with a 57.
Alright, let's see how well I can do. Nope.
All right. Yeah, it's a
is there anybody in the fucking hold of this ship?
Yeah, actually, yes. They took captives. Looks like they start yelling at you. They sound like they're from Inukwak.
They understand English, though, right?
Yeah, some of them do.
I free them. I say, get in the dinghy and wait for us, or I'll smite you next.
They're confused, but they obey.
Like the explodey man.
They were in the hole that was on the deck. They can't see it from the hole. They're the people that you saw get raided earlier.
Okay. Well, don't leave me!
Okay. They promise they won't leave you.
All right. I'm going to go running back up to find my friends, I guess.
Okay. Give me Dex Science 5.
At 9, I impale it.
All right. You'll be there after this round.
It's the strength of Noden.
All right. So he's going to... He rolls a 9. That is a impale. You can still dodge, though.
Odd 4. I parried the hell out of that.
All right, you parried the hell out of it.
That was pretty brilliant.
He's pretty fucking on to me as shit. Aaron, give me a contact 5. Actually, Aaron, you can either choose to stay unconscious, but if you make another roll... Oh, yeah, you get an attack. But Aaron, every time you try and make a call to wake up, it'll cost you a point of con.
I hit?
Permanently.
Okay. Oh, if I decide to try to wake up.
You hit? All right, so you get the chance to dodge.
Then I'll stay unconscious.
And he rolls a 5. Fucking anime as shit. Yeah. So you're going to stay
unconscious. And I'll stay unconscious.
All right, you're staying unconscious. I didn't give you any penalties with those rolls. You're just, yeah.
No, but also, knowing how I'm rolling right now, it's just going to cost me more con to wake up and then possibly go out when it go fall back.
Caleb, what's your dex? What's your dex rating? You show up and you'll act in normal order of con.
It's... 16.
All right, you're going at the same time as
my crazy scar body.
You're going at the same time as the pirate, who is trying to cut down David.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to punch him, I guess. I don't have any weapons.
All right. You didn't.
I've got to smite him. He said if I touch them, I smite them. So.
All right. You're going to smite him. All right.
Does he have the ability to turn that off and on?
You can choose to, yes. With the intent to cause harm. If you're trying to punch him, you're trying to harm
him. Yeah, how am I going to do that? Like,
all right.
Please stop, good
Nihilus. All right, so these attacks are both going off at the same time. He misses.
I miss.
All right. Oh, my God. There's two of you now.
I don't.
All right.
I hit him.
He's going to try and dodge with a 27. Does that work? How is his dex? Dex is 16. So 32. He has a 32. He makes it. All right. New round. You two get to go again. He hits you, David.
I hit him.
All right.
I managed to parry.
Unless he dodges me.
He doesn't. You're just punching him. He don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and roll that 3d20.
Holy
shit. 30? 30. No, give me.
That was more than 30 because you had an 18 to 12 and something else. Because 18 to 12.
30 is going to be enough.
Yes, to kill a pirate.
He's dead.
He is quite dead. Give me sand check, David. Holy shit. What the fuck did he do?
I told you I was the chosen one.
Yeah.
I actually made that.
All right. No sand loss, as you're just kind of in shock anyway.
Well, that's a thing.
From the stab wounds. you lose a point of con, or power, sorry.
Ah, well, I didn't need that.
Yeah, just your luck and your, yeah.
I don't know how that is affected.
It goes down by 5%.
Okay.
And your maximum sanity goes down by 5%. And your magic points go down by 1.
Okay.
It's kind of a high price to pay.
Well, you know.
Okay. Yeah, anyways,
I don't want to punch anybody.
You managed to save their lives. In fact, one of their crew members comes up. Come on, guys, we need to get the hell out of here. Everything's on fire. And they grab.
First aid on Aaron.
Yeah, they first aid him. You're stabilized, Aaron. Okay.
Wait a minute. That building, there's a guy in it.
Yeah. What?
The guy who... The burned man.
No, it's too late. Everything's on fire. You're still conscious. You can go in and get himself, but the cabin boy's just getting you guys. They only owe him a day.
I'm grabbing Aaron.
Yeah, yeah. So the crew member helps you carry Aaron out. So you're on your own.
He's a figment of your imagination. Let's go! And by yours, I mean mine!
One quick look. If he's close enough to the door, I can grab. I can grab.
All right, yeah, you see him. He's wrestling around the guy, so they're trying to.
I have to save Aaron. I can't come back and save you if you get into another sword fight.
Yeah, it's a burning building. You'll have to make
I'm just letting you know.
Content's on you.
Is it rounded up when you lose 5%?
Of what?
Of like your idea and your luck and.
No, it's just your luck.
Okay, so
luck is power times 5. If your power goes down by 1, it goes down by 5%.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's a con time. So
let's try the con.
All right.
Made it.
All right. You don't take any damage this round. You're tough enough or in shock enough that you don't burn.
Okay.
So what are you gonna do? They're both on the ground trying to strangle each other. They're both grappling each other. So
slit the throat.
All right. Give me a tackle. If you critically fail, you hit your friend.
Made it.
All right. He can't dodge. He's that. And go ahead and roll damage. Just don't roll stank eyes.
2, 5.
All right. Yeah. You kill him.
Okay. Grab the other guy and point towards the way. We leave now.
All right. He goes with you. He's kind of in shock himself. He's heavily injured and covered in soot from rolling around in a burning shanty.
Why am I not completely
weird? So the three of you barely make, this is how you barely make it out of the fucking pirate hideout. And you are now the chosen one of Noden's.
Like you do.
So I think this is a good point in this session.
Wait, are we just in a dinghy in the middle of the ocean?
You go out and, you see your ship.
Circled around.
Sagar said, it's a bad omen to leave them behind. We need to see what happens.
Did Rolf and the old man just leave us to die?
No, they went back to the ship and told Captain Aldous to stick around. Sagar and Rolf both had a vision.
Noden will smite them.
Then. Yes, he was chosen to smite the pirates and their decadent worship of, degenerate worship of Nyarlathotep.
And I'm so really glad I didn't let that guy cast that spell.
Oh man, that would have been so fun if he had.
No,
you got.
So here we ask. Now that they're
all right. So question. I'll get that. I'll stop the recording. I don't want to spoil it for those the home listeners. So questions, comments, suggestions. You guys like this the reboot of the campaign?
Yeah. We were a little silly about it, but that was not your fault.
Yeah,
by any means.
All right. So don't forget to make skill checks to raise your skills and. I'll give out sanity rewards and all that.
So you have to roll under to...
You have to fail your skill check.
You have to fail it this time. Okay.
Yes, in order to raise it by what detail. All right, so we'll see you guys next time.
Okay. And how much is it?